All right, let's get it. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. I want to welcome you all to the show. We have a good show for you guys today. We're going to be chopping it up today, breaking down stuff that nobody talks about, but we want to make sure that what y'all hear here is 100% authentic. It comes in-house. It's coming from us, and we want to let you know that. Guys, if you have a question, y'all can call in. Y'all have the number. The number let me put the number up. Guys, y'all want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. If you want to call in, lines are open. And we love to talk to you guys. If you have a question, go ahead and call in. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Always shout out to those that are listening to the show and those that are going to check out the show later on. We want to say to all you guys out there, if you have the opportunity, we ask all you guys to take a moment to go ahead and like, subscribe, get the notifications up. We appreciate that. So shout out to you guys out there. Shout out to all the guys in the chat room. Ladies, you know who you are. What's up, girl? Almost done with this musical thing that I'm trying to create, something new. So still working on that. But anyway, let's get into the chat. Guys, remember, if you have a question, put a Q in there. If you have a text message, you have a problem, put a T in there. And we got you covered. Also, guys, I ask all you guys, if you actually want to learn game from a mental standpoint, then please go in your car, go to your dollar store, go to Walmart, get a 100-piece puzzle set, put the pieces together. We'll go ahead and purchase it, of course. Drive back home to your house. Dump all the puzzles on your table. Rip up the box and start the process of connecting and communicating with yourself. Because this is what the game is all about. If you cannot do this as a man, then you're not going to be able to do anything. And you will run around like a lot of these guys are doing on the internet now, trying to tell you guys out here to use kayfabe words or fake words and stuff like that to show you that that's not game. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. That's what we're going to be discussing today. And I want you guys, you got a question to ask. So let's get into it. So we kind of, yesterday, hopefully for you guys out there, we gave you a homework assignment on the show to do. Don't know if most of you guys did that, but it's okay. Take your time. You don't have to finish it right now. But what I want to talk about today is very important, because today what we're going to be discussing is, see, when it comes to the game, so many people out here think that they've got to accumulate wealth. They've got to find a fancy suit to put on. They got to look for nice-ass shoes, cars, clothes, and all this stuff, and still be a weak motherfucker when they get around women. It's amazing how most of you guys are built to lose. And this is, and why everybody, a lot of you guys are built to lose, because y'all are not even trying to build yourselves the correct way. So what most of you guys do is you portray excellence. You do that on the internet. When you go to your dating profile, and you take those fake ass pictures to kind of get the woman to think that you are something that you're not, you act like you have excellence. You type up your profiles and you act like you have excellence. You try to hide behind your words and make sure you say the right thing because you act as if you have excellence. But see, the thing about a man is a man doesn't have to have money. He doesn't have to have wealth. He doesn't have to have muscles, and he doesn't have to have a car to draw a woman to see what kind of a man he is on the inside, because that man, unlike the average male, is defined by excellence. He's defined by excellence. He's not defined by, my clothes are not me. My nice car is not me. My watch is not me. My shoes are not me. Those are things that I have accumulated to wear, but I don't accumulate those things to impress anybody, because that's not what it is for. I'm not trying to keep up with the Joneses. I'm not trying to keep up with everybody else. I am always in pursuit of one thing, and that is I am always in pursuit of excellence in myself. In myself. And for those guys that don't have game, that is why they look to hypergamy words. They look to no fap and go in your own way and high value man and all that silly shit that these fools have been conjuring up to make you guys actually think that you need to be those things in order to get a woman. See, when you are going not towards just excellence, because excellence is just a word. The beautiful thing about a man is that he is going towards his core, his essence, his beauty, everything that he is. Everything he is going after, and he is trying to be. And he is not trying to sit around and worry about what somebody else thinks or somebody else wants to do. A man doesn't operate that way. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Being superior at not wearing clothes and not having the perfect profile picture, but being superior in who you are as a man and what you stand on, what you defend, and what you are, and not really caring about what other people think, because what other people think is and will always be none of your business. To stop worrying about women, to stop worrying about trying to please, because all, again, that's all you guys do. You know, it's funny, I had a client today, UK, and he didn't even understand me when I asked him who are you talking to? Like, I mean, you're sitting here trying to figure out game, but who are you talking to? He's like, well, what do you mean, who am I talking to? I'm trying to talk to the woman. I said, no, you're doing it wrong. What do you mean? I'm trying to talk to the woman. How am I doing it wrong talking to the woman? Well, number one, you're actually doing it wrong talking to the woman, because we discussed that. But you're doing it wrong because there is no communication with yourself. There is no oneness with yourself. And when a man is not living for who he is as a man, he cannot communicate with himself, because that man or that individual displays something that a man has that he doesn't. See, a young man that doesn't know himself is a young man who cannot set any expectations for himself. Because every day, if you think about a lot of you surface dwellers out here, all your expectations are for the woman. I need to have the right profile for the woman. I need to have the right haircut for the woman. I need to wear the right clothes for the woman. I got to wear the right shoes for the woman. I got to make sure I say the right thing for the woman. So all you have are expectations, not even for yourself. There are no expectations for yourself. All your expectations that you have is for a woman. And even if you do get around a woman, you still don't even have any expectations. Because whether you realize it or not, the lack of expectation that you have for yourself is why you're influenced the way you are and why you are not growing as a man. Because your mindset is stuck on something outside of yourself versus working on who you are on the inside. You see, as a man, my standard and what I have and what I do and what I am is my compass. And my compass is the only thing that will hold influence on me as far as it, when it comes to me. A woman will never have influence over me because a woman is not special enough to have any kind of influence over me. Hell, my parents shouldn't even, guys, I'm going to tell you this, you should not even have influence over you. At this stage of your age, as soon as you walk out that goddamn door, from the people that told you when to come home, when you can be on your phone, how long you're punished, when you have to eat, and when the fuck you got to go to bed, once you leave their house, they should not be an influence on you at all. They should not be an influence on you at all. Not at all. And most of y'all guys, because of what you are, you allow these things to influence you. Again, you allow mom and dad to influence you. You got the church that you have influenced. You got the marketers and advertisers, and you got these YouTubers out here influencing you all over the time. But the sad thing is you got all these people influencing you, but you're not even influencing yourself. So then as a result of what you're doing, because you have all these outside influences, your mindset or that false and fake influence becomes a target that either you're going to hit or miss, and you're going to define yourself of if you hit it or if you miss it or if you get close to hitting it. These thoughts that you have, these fake and false expectations, are the things that influence your attitude. I mean, when the woman becomes an expectation, look how she influences your attitude. I want y'all to think about, look how she influences, let me check the phone lines. Look how she influences your attitude to a point where you want women so bad, you have been influenced to hate women. Most of you have been influenced to hate single mothers. Most of you have been influenced to just hate women, because the expectation you want so bad of a woman that you have been influenced to use words, kayfabe words of that man, just false words. The influence, because you want women so bad, the influence that you think you're part of a black manosphere, you think that you're high value, you think you should be on your purpose. You're influenced to think money, clothes, and status. All you do is being influenced on everything except the influence of yourself or the expectation of yourself. Because what happens is because of these false, fake expectations that you have that are not grounded in your mind, not only does your behavior or your influence through your behavior, it is your decisions that you make. You know, you want to take her to a nice-ass restaurant. You want to kiss her ass. You want to bend over backwards. You want to rip out your spine. You're influenced to ask her a bunch of boring-ass questions. You're influenced to walk on eggshells and beat around the motherfucking bush. Because the influence affects your behaviors. It affects your perspectives. And it affects your interaction. Because if you do get around a woman because you don't know what to do because you're so busy complaining about women. So busy trying to find ways to manipulate women. So busy trying to find ways to lie to women. So many busy trying to find so many ways to hate women. When you get around a woman, you have no idea what the fuck to do, but look at her with a blank stare and not know anything about yourself. Okay? Nothing about yourself. And it is a sad thing that we're going to talk about and we're discussing today. Because at your core, there should never be anything that influences you but you. Understanding the greater good of what you are, but you must understand that most of you guys out here resemble mommy. Most of you guys out here are in your fucking feelings. Most of you guys out there are feminine. And because you act more like mommy, because you watch guys who act like mommy, who complain about a mommy, that there is no influence of in you to be the man that she will submit to, the man she will fuck, the man she will cook for, clean for, wash dishes, and do it with a fucking smile on her face. She ain't gonna do that shit for you. Because if you are acting more like her, meaning your feelings, your fucking feminine ass feelings are guiding your expectation, then how can you be the man to lead her where she needs to go? Again, guys, if y'all got any questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. If y'all want to call in, go ahead. We're breaking things down today. You see, you got to think about this for all you guys out there. Because, again, you got to be, you have a power with yourself. And understand that, you know, your worship of women, your worship of your goddess, whichever one she is, your goddess, that you are rolling fruit at her feet while she's sitting up in those clouds just using your ass. Consider for just one moment, think about your fears and your worries and your anxieties. But it's not just thinking about those things. It's when you guys out there, all you guys out there, when you start to experience these feelings, when you get around a woman, when you see one online and all this other stuff, you don't understand that you are making a shift, not only in your thinking, but you're making a shift in your fallopian tubes. You're making a shift on your man maxi pads that you have on. You're making a shift on the panties that you wear. Because you're creating a set of negative expectations. Because when you begin to think and you begin to complain or you begin to worry about a woman, you're automatically expecting something to go wrong when you meet that woman. Why do you think y'all have the problems that y'all have when you meet these women? Question. I was talking to this girl. And when I said I wanted to get to know what's behind her beautiful smile of yours, she automatically replied saying, nothing's behind my smile apart from God. What do I say? Goodbye. BAA, bad, whatever the fuck your name is, leave these women alone, please. And I'm not saying it for me. I'm saying it for the police officers who are filling out restraining orders for suckers like you. Please leave these women alone. Please leave these women alone. But I say to all my dogs out there that are listening to me, when you are a man, she can say whatever she wants to say. She can say God. She can say Allah. She can say Moses. She can say, I don't know, Rumpelstiltskin. I don't give a fuck what she says behind that smile, because what she says behind that smile is none of my business. None of my business what she says is behind that smile. Because, again, what's behind that smile or that statement that she's saying is a woman who actually doesn't even know her core. So, of course, she is going to stand on her Lord and Savior to make you run the fuck off because she's warding off you weird-ass motherfuckers who cannot talk. Because that same woman, okay, that same woman that talks to you about her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Superstar, is the same woman that will suck another man's dick. And she won't even say a word about the church. But the reason why she's saying a word about the church is because you are looking to just smash. She knows what you want to do. And yes, I hate giving women credit, but I gotta give them credit. She already knows what your intentions are. She knows how you think about her. She knows how you look at her. She knows everything you think. Why do you think she's bringing her Lord and Savior up? Because she knows that's going to wart your ass off and make you fucking run to the hills. Because then that makes you feel that you got to do a lot of work, man. I got to say, that's about 6 months to a year worth of work for a hug. Shit, I ain't doing that. And all she's saying, yeah, you right, sucker. Because they talk to y'all guys differently. They don't say that stuff to real men. Instead of her saying God is behind that smile and Allah, whoever is behind that smile, she's saying, what the fuck do I got to do to get this motherfucker's attention? This motherfucker ain't on the, his motherfucker's on something totally different than the average motherfucker. I can't play those church games with that motherfucker because if I do, I'm going to get dismissed. So, girl, we got to change the game up. We got to change the game up. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. We got to change the game up. Most of you guys are not changing anything up because most of y'all guys are too predictable because you have fake expectations. Because you're emotional. That tells her, even bad, if she gives you a hug, you are going to be in her DMs and you're going to be following her around and you're going to be snooping through her fucking photos on Instagram or Facebook, trying to figure out who she's talking to, why she's talking to that guy, and then you're going to start complaining about that guy. These women don't want that stuff from you guys. Women don't want you emotional guys out there. They don't want weak behaviors, blind decisions, reactions, and crying all the time. They don't want that from you guys. They don't want to even experience that from you guys out there. And that's why they will say anything to ward you off. And you know what? She's glad. She should be smart. She ran to the Jesus card, and that ran your evil ass off. What is it with women who already have a kid and are not married, but she says she wants to wait until marriage to have sex? Well, Global Productions, the reason she's saying that to you is the same reason that other woman said to the other guy. Because she knows that if she bothered with you, that there's nothing in return except a 3-minute man who's going to sit in a corner and cry and start to run behind her. It's not with, is it with the women? The problem is it with you? You are weak. Because the same woman that tells you about little Timmy and little Portia and all that other shit is the same woman that'll fuck another guy on the back end fast. But she knew that your pussy was tight, you were wearing panties, and you were in your fucking feelings. And she knew that, guess what? I don't need another fucking kid to watch. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to motherfucking tell your weak ass that question. Because you know what? I have heard women say that also. It's funny they say that. It's funny how they say that to you and they actually mean it. But they say they don't even really say that to us. They may scrape that because, listen, she can say whatever she wants. She can say, I want to wait till marriage. And you want to know what, caller? I'm cool with that. She can say that, you know what, I'm looking for a long-term relationship. And you know what, you suckers? See, they say that shit to you suckers because you suckers can't even handle that shit. And you actually believe that that shit is true. Wait, but it is true. Let me explain that to you guys. It's true to you weak motherfuckers because it is actually her truth. Her truth is that because you're not a man and you're going to be a project. And what I mean a project is She's got to do like some $6 million man shit to you. She's got to fucking rebuild you to her specifications because she knows most of you motherfuckers pee sitting down. So because you're a project, oh, this project's going to take at least a year, 2 years. It's going to take a long time. So believe you me. Because what's so funny about me is that you wasn't complaining about her kid when you rolled up on her ass. You wasn't complaining about her kid when you tried to put your fucking approaching, because I know you ain't putting your fucking bid in. So when you went over there and approached her, you didn't give a fuck about her kid. When you were talking to her, you didn't give a fuck about her kid. But all of a sudden now, she smells that you got a tight pussy, and she's throwing you off your scent, and all of a sudden you got a problem. Like, what is it with women that have a kid? See, you can already tell how weak you are because you making everything about poor little kid. What that little kid do? That little kid ain't do nothing. Matter of fact, the little motherfucker's probably watching SpongeBob right now. Poor little you. Getting all mad at the kid and shit. Why can't you just read? You know, there's a saying. Why don't you read the writing on the wall? And you know what the writing on the wall says? Is that because your lack of inexperience in the bedroom, because your lack of inexperience with your mouthpiece, because your lack of inexperience of how to text, talk, and get your point across to a woman is so weak that you have become, she will fuck with you, but you got to be a project. So she's letting you know between the lines, just like this other motherfucker before us, when she said that, you know what? Hey, I love my Lord and Savior God. And her telling you, well, you know what? You know what? I want to wait till marriage because I believe that two people should be connected at first. And you, motherfucker, you don't even see what she's saying to you. See, she's doing you a favor and you don't even see it. She's being polite to you because she doesn't want to fuck you. Okay, wait, I don't think you understand. She doesn't want to fuck you. Matter of fact, you disgust her, and she hopes that you run your ass off like you're doing now. But what's the problem is that you're running your motherfucking ass off in your emotions. Because I keep telling you guys, I don't understand you guys understand single mothers, and y'all think that they're the scourge of the earth, but whoever said that you got to meet the kid? Whoever said that you got to throw the ball with the boy or play tee with the little girl? Whoever said, nobody ever said that shit. So what you tripping over? But you know what? Because you ain't got no game. She realized you ain't got no game. So she told you that you know what? You're going to have to wait. And guess what? You're going to have to wait because you ain't got no game, son. You guys, I want to call in 563-999-3056, 563-999. 3056, we chopping it up. You see, gentlemen, as a man, when you are looking towards your core and you are growing from your core, you're going to have a different set of standards, okay? You're going to excel where nobody can excel because most of these guys are living their lives based on what they perceive a woman is. Based on what they perceive, what they should be around that woman. But a man that wins with women does not make his life about a woman. He makes his life about himself. And if that woman so happened to want to be in his life or rent out some time of his life, she's more than welcome to do that. But there is not going to be a relationship because I don't want a relationship. And if you don't like that, bye. And if you do like it, so what? Cool. I don't care. But see, most of y'all guys are not man enough to tell women what the deal is. And even if she hears the deal, she might not like it. But I promise you, when it comes from a man, you want to know why she's going to love it? Because a woman is not used to an individual that's going to keep things a buck. She's not used to a man that's going to keep it a buck. And it's going to keep it all the way real. That's not going to bullshit with her, play games, or anything like that. And when you keep it real with her, it's a beautiful thing because she begins to understand that you don't operate like the average guy. You are so much into you, I want to know why you're into you because there are so many fascinating things that I learned from you just by either watching you move, watching how you talk. I watch you when you're not even knowing I'm watching you. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys, the excellence. And that is based off of the man reaching his core, going towards his core, blowing his core up, because what she begins to see in a man that learns who he is and the beauty that he has, the excellence that he has or portrays in everything that he does, is that she realizes everything is a set of actions. Everything is a set of beliefs and decisions and thoughts that will get you the result. And guess what? At that point, she wants to be the result. She wants to be part of that sentence, because she knows a man that has his shit together is going to take care of a woman who doesn't have her shit together, gentlemen. I got a question. Put a Q in there. We got you covered. Y'all want to call in? 563-999-3056. I appreciate everybody in here. We're chopping it up. We're breaking it down. And we're going to keep going. But what I am saying to all you guys, as a man, I must do all the time, that is the most important thing to me, is pursue my excellence, because I am good at what I do. You guys see how good at what I do, but I'm not satisfied. See, there is a part of me that is not satisfied, and I want to keep going. I don't want to stop. And what separates me from the average guy is that I demand excellence, not only of myself. And I don't mean excellence that I need to have a big house, I need to have a nice fancy car, or I need to wear clothes. You strip, take all that away from mine. Take it all away. Take it all away. And no matter what I see in that mirror, that motherfucker is excellent. He represents excellence. And if I am a representation of excellence, then she has to be excellent to get my curiosity. She has to be excellent to get my attention. She has to be excellent to see if she's worth my time. She's worth respect. She's got to show me excellence, because that is the step. If I am royal, all you guys, I tell all you guys, listen to me, all you guys are royal. I tell all you guys, I don't lie to you guys. I tell you the truth. I'm not here to make you feel good about yourself, but you're royal to yourselves. There is no one else like you, and you should create and build a kingdom in which you sit on your throne, royal. But if you have that type of royalty to yourself, thank you, 61 likes. If you have that type of royalty to yourself, thank you, Freelance Ornan. Thank you for the 61 likes, everybody. But if you are royal to yourself, here's the million-dollar question. Why would you accept anything less? Why would you, if you are sitting on a high throne, why would you accept anything less than what the fuck you are? Why? Why is that? Why would you accept a peasant to come into your life? Except a bottom of the barrel chick that has no value, no worth. Now, yes, you can clean her up, but do you want to? You don't have to. Sometimes when they see how great you are, they'll clean themselves up. See, the thing that being a man and the thing that why women have to be this way to you is because, and this is just the truth of it, it might hurt your feelings, but I'm sorry, being a man is something that the majority of you guys cannot be ever. You will never do, excuse me, you can never do this. And the reason you can't be a man, and this is what separates my kind from the majority of you guys, is that, you know what? You don't live like somebody who has any worth, self-worth. And a man does. And that's why a man holds a standard that goes beyond your thinking, because most of you guys think that we're mean people. We're not mean people. In fact, we're great lovers. Women love to be around us. So why Why would it be a bad thing when women love to be around men? Okay? What I'm saying to you guys that are listening to me right now, and this is where game comes in at. This is the beauty of what I'm talking about. Because I'm going to make a difference in her life. I'm going to show her that she can pursue whatever she wants to do, her deepest passions or whatever she wants to do, but she'll learn that through me. She ain't going to learn that shit through a crying motherfucker that is always crying and begging a woman. What can she learn from you? Only that her self-worth and her insecurities are heightened. She can't learn anything from you. She will learn that she can go out and be other things than what she actually is. But she will also will be trained to do the one thing that she doesn't have to do with you surface dwellers, and that is work fucking hard. All these women, hey, guys, y'all, hey, let me tell you something. And I know the women don't want me to tell you all this shit, but shit, they on Easy Street right now. All these women on Easy Street. Shit. She don't have to do anything to get you motherfuckers to do whatever she want. She call you up right now. I'm hungry. And you'll fucking go. You will literally grab a stick if you have to, find a saber-toothed lion and slay that motherfucker and cook that meal and bring it to her just so she can rub your fucking cheek. Some of you motherfuckers do that. And I know y'all laughing, but I'm just saying, man, keeping it all the way real. Y'all got these women on these. What are they working hard? They don't work for anything. They're not working for anything. Y'all guys are not, y'all have no demands of a woman. Wait, I'm sorry. The only demand you have is you want her over your place the first night so you can fuck. That's your only demand. You just want to have her at your place so you can smash. And that's why you ain't fucking, because you ain't got no demands for yourself. Because she wants the man that is improving himself by expanding his world, expanding his universe, expanding his mind, raising these weird things, guys, that y'all average guys will have, raising the standard in the bar, not just one day of the week, all the time. Because what separates the man that is a man and most of you guys out there is this thing right here, is the belief in his self. It is the one thing that you guys do not have. We will talk more on that. Probably talk more on that Monday night. I don't want to get too much into believing in yourself, but that is something we will probably discuss Monday night or Tuesday. So I don't want to really get too much into that. I don't want to get too much into that because I got some things I want to kind of like talk about with y'all, kind of like discuss with y'all. So I don't want to discuss that. But y'all got any questions, please put a Q in there. We got you covered. But what I'm saying is that I am all for you guys learning your history. I am all for you guys getting books and learning knowledge. I applaud you young men for those things. I think that is wonderful. But when are you going to learn the book on you? When are you going to upgrade your knowledge? When are you going to stay informed for you? When are you going to develop new skills for you, new attributes on how you make her laugh, how you make her smile, how you turn her on, new attributes on how you kiss, how you touch, how you talk, how you operate? When are you guys going to start taking the time to actually work on yourselves and stop creating a false you that you want the woman to see? When are you going to start doing that? Y'all are so busy trying to do everything else, but you're not working on yourself or building who you are as a man. You're not working on that part of yourself. And this is where part of the problem comes in at. Where is the self-reflection of what you are? To be okay with making a mistake, to be okay with failing, to be okay and believe that it's just a bump or blimp in the world. Because you want to know why women change and want to do for a man, even if she's for Lord, for God, or she wants to wait till marriage, or she wants to have a long-term relationship. She doesn't believe in moving too fast. She doesn't believe she wants to take her time. She's not that kind of girl. You know, she's looking for someone loving, blah, all that bullshit. Because when she meets a motherfucker that has clear, concise, and impactful goals for himself, it makes a shift. When she gets around somebody that is not negative, that is positive for himself, it makes a change. Where he doesn't procrastinate, where he doesn't look for instant gratification, but he understands that it's attainable, but it's just not going to happen with a snap of a finger. He motivates himself. He persists on in the rain, the snow, the winter, whatever it is. He persists on moving forward no matter how difficult shit may be. That's the motherfucker they want to open their legs for. They want to open up their legs for the man that is responsible. He is sexual, but he's also responsible enough to handle a woman's emotions, to let her know that this is not going to be an experience where I'm going to laugh at you, or I'm going to show all my boys your ass cheeks and show them all the shit that we done. This is not that's about. This is about handling and understanding that, listen, it's something you're trusting your body to me, and I promise you I'm going to take care of that shit. You don't have to worry about your body with me. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you the preferential treatment of a woman that is around this motherfucker. So you don't have to worry about that. They cream over a man that they notice, a man that does not say it. Listen to me. A man that does not say this, let me say something. She said, I'm not raising another man's child. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Well, all right. What I'm saying to you guys is this, all right? What I'm saying to you guys is this. I'm saying when a woman meets a man that is solution orientated, has a solution mindset, they cream over that shit. And you don't have to even tell them that you're solution-based, because you always solving shit. Because she'll never hear you say, this is a problem. She'll never hear you say, oh, shit, I'm sad today because somebody at my job said something mean to me. And what she loves the most is that how you adapt to circumstances. She can't figure out how the fuck can you move the way you move around me and you don't even really fucking know me. You want to know why? Because the beautiful thing about a man is that not only does he understand change, that man will embrace change. See, there are two kinds of change in the game, okay? The first one is the unexpected kind of change that is sometimes forced on you. You know, there are unseen events and unseen circumstances. Okay, that's one thing. But the second change in a man that has game is planned change, where you have time to think about things, prepare about those things, and deal with those things. Why do you think I rehearse my bid? Why do you think since even when I was a little lad, why do you think I always rehearse my mouthpiece? I rehearse how to open a door. I would literally open the door. When I had my apartment in the morning, when I could, I would open, I would turn on the music. I would go outside my door. I would literally open my door, guys, and I would open it, and I would look around and rehearse and sound check my crib. And as I closed that door, I would lay on my back in the front of that door, close my eyes, and make sure the sound is surround. I would then get up and go into my living room and lay on my back and close my eyes and make sure that it is surround and I can see things. And then from that point, I'm going to go to the dining room and then to the kitchen, the hallway, the bedroom. Why? Because if I got her on her back in these places, I got to make sure that the experience that she is getting from me is top fucking notch. So I am always, always preparing for what I got to do. From every move, every moment, every step, I am working on me and perfecting whatever that move is. So when that comes, that plan change, I don't have to think about it, gentlemen. I'm just going to do it. I don't have to think about it, gentlemen. I am just going to do it. But see, for most of you guys out there, because you are not standing on anything, you wait for life to happen to you, you're afraid of unforeseen things happening to you and circumstances, okay? And that's why, for you guys, I try to tell you, it's important to understand that the unexpected is a part of the game. It's a part of life, okay? Because nothing's going to last forever. She's not going to like all of us, and some women are going to be turned off as well as turned on. But that's none of my business. That's none of my business, because I'm handling change. I'm understanding change. But how is that change going to affect you? See, most of you guys don't understand about that, and we're going to have to, we'll definitely talk about that, but I need to keep going. But she's going to learn, and what makes them cream mentally, gentlemen, is that you don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to, you're just going to tell her, I don't think that's a good idea. And she's going to say, okay. And if you choose to tell her why, she will thank you for that. But she will be happy to follow your lead. Because if I've been following this lead this far and I'm learning more things about myself, I'm losing track of time. I feel like the only woman in the world. I feel sexy. I love hearing him. He makes me smile. He makes me laugh. He makes me feel all these things. My God, you think I'm going to stop that shit? You think I'm going to stop that? But she also knows that he's standing on his values, who he is, and what he does for himself. He does not need to explain himself to the woman. She is going to know that this is how I operate. And this is what I expect, because at my core, I am making the most of my time. I am not wasting it. I am looking at getting a result. My result of her and I being together doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. It doesn't have to be next week. That's not my priority. Getting some pussy is just, God damn, that's just too easy nowadays. That's not a priority, especially when I'm my own priority. I am opportunity. And I am always raising the levels of my productivity, not on my outer me, my inner me. Because I want to be around the right people. I don't just want to be around a woman just because she looks good. I don't even mind being around an average woman that knows her damn place. It's cool. I don't, unlike you guys, I know you guys are in this, you know, I'm in love with the makeup shit, and she's got to look like a model from a magazine that, you know, guys, when they take photos of models and magazines, they have this thing called an editing process in which where they take the photo and any marks or things that she has, they are allowed, they have a way of covering up those blemishes to make that woman look like she is, but she's not really, that's not really her. It's all the magic of how they do things. But I don't want to get too much in that, because you actually fall in love with makeup and all that shit, as we said before. But see, I don't fall in love with that shit. I fall in love with motherfuckers that can do. What can she do for me? And I don't mean do, because I can do for myself. What does she want to do without being asked to do so? I'm not pushing her to do anything that she doesn't want to do. Guys, you got a question, put a Q in there, okay? Or not, okay? I want to put a Q in there. If you got a question, put a T in text. We We got you covered, okay? All right? What I'm saying to all you guys out there is that you're not looking at the game in the right manner. You're not looking at it the right way. Thank you, Red. Shout out to the 81 likes. Thank you very much, gentlemen. But y'all are not looking at the game the right way. You must be willing to be the rock in the storm. She is allowed to have frustrations. She's allowed to have stress. She's allowed to have anger and sadness. She's allowed to go through her roller coaster ride of motherfucking emotions. But that doesn't mean that you have the right to ride the same ride that she's on. She's a woman. She's supposed to go through that shit. But even if she goes through that shit, she needs to have a rock that either is going to be there for her or check her ass and wake her ass up from that nightmare and tell her she got to get her shit straight. But y'all guys are too worried about losing some pussy, so you just allow that shit to go on. You see in your core that she finds that's so great about you that makes her want to change and makes her want to follow you is not just, it's not your height. It's not the size of your body. It's not your muscles or your fat. It's not you. It doesn't matter who you are, because when she recognizes, that means when she sees something outside of what you are, moving your behaviors and how you move. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. I don't care if you got a boot on your foot that's taller than the other one. I don't give a fuck what your situation is. Unique strengths and talents and abilities and actions and decisions will override and supersede her perception and her reality. It will override that. So whatever her eyes see, yes, that's her perception, and yes, that's a reality. But you can change that reality by your uniqueness. And I don't mean unique as in being weird, emotional, and scared of women. They don't find that unique. They kind of find that scary. They find that scary. But what I'm saying to all you guys listening to me is that as a man, that's part of my core. That's all I'm building. I'm not trying to be different. Unfortunately, I am different. But the difference between me and you is that you don't think like I do, as in you are different. There isn't anybody in this world like you. You are different, and that's the truth. I'm not making that shit up, and this is not me giving you any kind of fucking motivation. You are different, but you are not showing her why you're different and why you're unique. Unfortunately, you're different, but you want to be like everybody else. You want to follow the herd and wherever they go, and you never want to go in the opposite direction. You never want to be different. But you say to yourself, well, I am different. No, you're not different. You're just a different kind of weird. You're just a different kind of a loser, because you're not being seen as a man that is standing on something. That's what we're trying to get y'all guys to see, all of you guys to see this beauty in the game, that these guys aren't even teaching you about this stuff. Women love to watch you utilize your mind. They love to watch you work with your hands when you're in the kitchen making a meal versus buying something from the fucking store or putting something in a goddamn microwave. They love watching you do things with your hands because they will find that sexy. They love the effective decisions you make. When I first saw you, I went to go bite your neck and take you up the tree. That was the decision I had to make right then. Because if I questioned myself and I didn't go talk to you, then that means I'm not worthy of you. If I see you and I don't go talk to you when I want to, that means I'm not worthy of you and I'm making ineffective decisions. And you should not want someone like me. You should use somebody like me for dinners and drinks and all that. Because if I see you and I know I want to get at you and I question myself, the one that is different from everybody in this world, I question myself. I question what I am. I question what I do. I question what I know. Then by all means, I don't deserve you. I don't deserve you. And you deserve, and you should treat me like a bitch. You should make me wait. You should tell me that you want to wait until marriage. You have every right to tell me that. You have every right to tell me that, you know what, you want to see God and all this other stuff. You got every right, because as soon as I question myself, knowing I don't go for what I want, that means you're better than me, and that means I'm your bitch. Y'all hear what the fuck I am saying? Men don't wait. We don't sit and just watch shit happen. We make things happen. And the reason why I make that effective move, because I know you have never met anybody like me. I know how good my mouthpiece is. I know where the fuck I'm going to take you if you fuck with me. I know that. And here's the best part about it. Even though I know those things, gentlemen, she's got every fucking right to say no. She's got every fucking right to say I got a boyfriend. She's got every fucking right to say she's not interested. But that ain't my motherfucking problem, is it? I just got to accept the fucking truth for what it is. But I'm not going to sit there and look at a woman and question my abilities when I am always rehearsing and working on me, when I'm always working on my attitude, working on my studio, working on my drug lab, working in my motherfucking mental gym, working on my laws, my rules, my codes, working on my mouthpiece, working on smooth things to say, working on ways to touch her, working on ways to look at her, working on ways to hit her from land, sea, and air and space. Do you actually think I'm going to look at her and pause? Because she's never met me. Do you actually think that I'm going to look at her and say, well, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. What do I say? What do I do? How do I approach her? Oh my God, what if she has a boyfriend? Oh my God, what if she doesn't? Oh my God, she looks so pretty. Man, do y'all actually think do you think a motherfucker actually works that way to get respect? Thank you, AP. Thank you, A. Appreciate that for the $5 super chat. Thank you, sir. Guys, lines are open. Y'all want to call 563-999-3056. We're chopping it up. So Dean, it's the man mindset. Lines are open. There is no uncertainty. That's what she loves about me. There is no uncertainty, and she knows that I'm going to take risks. She knows that I am opportunity. She knows that I don't hold back on my life. She can't understand why I'm so fucking arrogant, but through me, she will learn how to conquer her limiting beliefs. She will conquer her obstacles. She will conquer her fears. She will conquer her low self-esteem and her low self-worth fucking with somebody that expects the best. And if she ain't the best, I'll show her how to be the best until she's ready to get the fuck on, or I'm ready to move her on from her. This is why I'm telling you, when you are at your core, I am opening up for her, and not only myself, new viewpoints, new ideas, new perspectives that she does not even know or understand herself, because she's never met a motherfucker like me. But hey, she's met all you guys before. She knows everything that you're going to say, how you're going to move, and how you think. And that's why her pussy ain't getting wet. She know all this shit's going to end up with you trying to get her ass to your house. And you know why I get her to my motherfucking house? Because she wants to come to my motherfucking house. She wants to speed things up. If we're at Lake, spread your ass cheeks, you try to get to the house. Oh, she going to say, I have a long day tomorrow. I got to get to work. But you know what she's going to tell me? Damn, it's getting hot. You know what? Hey, why don't we just go back to your place, man, and cool off? She's going to find a way to get back to my motherfucking place. Because she's saying, I got to fuck this one. I got to fuck this one. Because this motherfucker, oh, shit. I think I finally caught a leprechaun, a fucking smurf, a fucking unicorn. I think I got a six-leaf clover. Oh, no, I got to fuck this one. Because this motherfucker is moving totally different. He ain't moving like these average motherfuckers. Why ain't he even trying? Why ain't he trying to fuck? But look how he's touching me. Look how he's looking at me when he touches me. This is what he's saying to me when he touches me. Look at his smile. God damn. Melting, girl. Get it together, girl. Hold together. Girl, I know you want to fuck. Hold it, girl. Girl, hold it together. We going to get that dick. We just got to hold it together, girl, because I know, oh, it's going to be some fucking going. We about to move some furniture up in that motherfucker. But hold it together, girl. You got to hold the line, girl. Look how he's holding my hand. Look how he's touching me. Look how he's talking to me. Look how he's looking at me while we're talking. Look at how I feel so connected to him. And I've never felt this connected with somebody I don't really know. What the fuck is going on here? Who is this guy? Why is he operating the way he's... What the fuck is this? See, all my moves and everything that I am is based off of what I think of myself. Every move that I make, gentlemen, every fucking move I make is not going to turn into a hobby. It will be an addiction because I will always do it because I am pure pleasure. You see, gentlemen, here is where you go wrong. Yes, I always talk about, yeah, she's got to serve me and all that shit. Yeah, I say that, but I was also taught that when I get her ass in the bedroom, oh, no, no. When I get her in the bedroom, I got one job and one job only, and that is to be pure, unadulterated fun and pleasure. To be water, air, and sand to her motherfucking body, but also elevate her body and her mind in the process. But, gentlemen, I can do that over the fucking phone and get her to play with her pussy. Have you not met me? Come on, dog. That's easy. That's the easy thing to do. I mean, that's like playing with your food type shit. I am always what drives her to want to change with a man like me is because my thoughts, whether they are sexual, sensual, romantic, smooth, whatever my thoughts, that's going to move in a situation, gentlemen, to determine all the actions that I choose to take. What do I want to do? When is the last question you said, what do I want to do outside of kissing her ass? What do I want to do to turn her on and make her happy and all this other stuff? I'm not trying to make her happy, and I'm not trying to turn her on. That just comes with the territory. That comes with being around me. Because I'm not trying to do anything. I'm not trying to force. I keep trying to tell you, what separates us and why we get it and you guys don't get it is because you're always trying to force things. You're trying to force sex. You're trying to force her to make a quick decision. You're trying to force her to be something more than sometimes maybe she's not ready to be. But you're trying to force a situation as if this, it has to be now. It's got to be right now. I ain't forcing that shit, man. I keep telling y'all, I swear to y'all, they're going to bring the pussy. When you do it right, I'm telling you, they will bring the pussy to your throne. I know that shit sounds crazy, guys. They will bring the pussy to your throne and take a knee and tell you they want to fuck. They're going to tell you they miss you. They're going to tell you they want to see you. They're going to tell you they want to touch you. They're going to tell you they want to feel you and touch you and lick you and all that shit that you want them to do. But they're not going to do it for an average motherfucker. 314, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
All right. Can you hear me, Steve? All right. Can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
All right, OG. Now, hear me out. All right, OG. Man, now, hear me out, man.
I'm 23, man. And, 23, man. You know, I'm coming into, like, you know, the knowing and reality and whatsoever. And one thing I noticed is that, you know, a big part of reality kind of killed my creative spirit, you know, after a while. You know, like, I was talking to my boy, and, I was letting
I don't know.
Like,
well, you can, wait, stop. I don't. All that stuff is null and void. That's meaningless stuff. I don't know why you're telling me all that shit. What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
I'm getting to somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting to a question, though. But it's just really like, I'm trying to say is, okay, what, you know, let's say with females or whatever, you know. You know you got to add creativity into what you do and how you do it. And I don't know. I'm just really curious. You know, do you really treat the game as if you were a kid again? You know what I'm saying, man? Pen and paper.
Do I really treat the game as what?
I said, do you treat the game as if you were a kid again? You know what I'm saying, man? Just the creative spirit with the pen and the paper and the room alone, you know, creating the well like you want it. And
why
you know,
wouldn't
I'm trying to really get a good understanding of it.
I'm,
you know,
saying,
I'm just trying
I'm
to ask
you
it out.
You can't figure it out because you ain't got no fucking game. And you won't figure it out until you get under a motherfucker. What's so funny? Taking everything as a joke, dog. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. You asked me a serious question. I'm not talking no shit. I'm just keeping it a buck with you. I am a nerd. I am a geek. I am not ashamed of that. I am sci-fi. I watch Lord of the Ring type movies. I watch Viking movies. I watch fucking DC, Marvel. I play video games. I got an Oculus. I got a PlayStation 5. I got a new Xbox. I'm a big fucking kid. I am a geek. I am a nerd. I'm not a smart nerd like a pencil thing. But wait, do you want to talk or you want me to talk? You just asked a question. I'm giving you an answer, but now you want to talk. So I'll be quiet. Go ahead and talk, man.
All right. Everything you just said, I 100% agree on. And, like, coming up, I noticed that I always kind of been that type of guy, but actually getting women was not really a problem. The real problem was using my creativity in my everyday life with them, you know what I'm saying? Like, why have dull moments, you know what I'm saying, when you when I want to create
more. You have dull moments because you're a dull person. Here's the thing. When is the last time? Tell me, how do you kiss a woman?
Well,
so that's your beginning thing?
Well, normally.
Okay, let me stop.
Well, normally.
No. Wait. Let me show you where this is. What you're making my point. Let me show you something. Please count to five. Count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Did you say well 1, well 2, well 3, well 4,
hesitation,
or well 5? Or you just counted 1 to 5 because you know your numbers. You don't know what to fucking do with a woman. That's why you said well. That's what I'm trying to show you, man. This is the problem. I just asked you how to kiss a girl, and what did you? Well,
when
I asked you
to
count to five,
I'm
getting you wrong, sir. I'm getting you wrong because I asked you a simple question: how to kiss girls, and your first word was well. When I asked you to count
well,
to
I
five,
go in. Well, look, well,
count
I go
five,
in, you know.
No, you didn't say well 1, well 2, well 3, well 4, well 5.
No, you're right. You're right. Look.
So,
yeah, you're right.
Again, how do you kiss a girl? A woman, excuse me.
I usually just go in after I feel like the mood is, you know, really set. And hopefully I talk
to you. What do you
mean?
That's your final answer? Okay, I'm saying it's not right or wrong. Is that your final answer? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? Are you done yet?
No,
okay, wait. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Usually, like, I just go in. So I got them to a point they wanted enough, you know?
Like mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You want to know how I kiss a girl? I just go up top of my dome. You know how I kiss a girl? First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look her right in her eyes. And as I look her right in her eyes, I know she's going to probably shy away because she's not used to a motherfucker looking in her eyes. And as I look her to her eyes, I'm going to take one step forward. I'm going to take my right hand. I'm going to get right close, right up under her, right under her chin. And I'm going to lift her chin up. And as I lift her chin up with my right hand, I'm going to take my left hand and wrap it right around her waist and bring her one step closer to me. And I'm not even going to kiss her at that point. I'm going to look in her eyes and slide over to her ear and say something really smooth in her ear. And as we begin to rub cheeks a little bit, my lips are going to go right across her lips as I'm looking at her. And then I'm going to step back, and then I'm going to roll my ass right in. But as I kiss her, I'm not going to just put my tongue down her throat. I'm going to give her a soft kiss. And as I take her a soft kiss from my hand that went from her chin, it's going to go around her left side of her ear in a C-cup motion. As my right hand moves from her waist down to her fucking hip, or excuse me, down, can't get straight to her hip, from her hip, down to her knees and all the way up. With my toes, and not my toes, my fingertips, they're going to grind up the side of her leg as I move towards her and make my move. So do you see the difference between what you're doing and what I'm doing and why you don't have any game? Because you cannot even break down simple kiss. Yeah. And if that's how you kiss, that's weak as fuck. That's weak.
I appreciate the honesty, though, Steve. But look,
I'm just showing you the difference. What's that now?
Mm-hmm. I said, this is like the point of my call, like creativity. Like, this is where I'm going with. Like, this is what I wanted to bring up.
You just said I lean in and kiss her. That's all you said.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that really makes her pussy wet.
Yeah. It probably really don't. But look, this is where I'm getting at. Like, me being 23. Hear me out, man. Like, I'm saying, like,
I was doing this at 11 and 10 years old. I was kissing girls even before 9. So what the fuck are you talking about? You want to give me the I'm 23?
I'm not trying to play this victim bullshit. Don't get me wrong.
You want to give me the I'm 23 excuse? Oh, you want me to feel sorry for you because you're 23-year-old? You're a 23-year-old motherfucker that doesn't know what the fuck to do in the bedroom? I knew what the fuck to do when I was a little.
This is the thing. I feel like I just haven't really known that the correct way. I've been going about it all wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to lie. Looking at your show, OG, like, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm exploring a part of me that's kind of meant to be explored. Like, I'm a creative person. And, like, I feel like I kind of can't get my full potential because in certain parts of my life, I'm not letting my creativity fully explore myself. You know what I'm saying? Not fully go in and, you know, coming to women, it's like, wow, man, like, you know, you've been basically, like, you've been doing great in life, but when you come into this one area, you can't fully be yourself, man. That probably how it looks to the eye.
And you ain't great in life. If you can't be yourself all the time, you ain't great in life. You ain't shit.
That's real shit, though.
I don't understand why you got, then you ain't, then you just got to accept you just ain't shit. Because I'm great in everything I do.
I'm
great.
I just live a point in my life where I haven't really believed it. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. I'm just saying what you said, dog. I'm not putting words in your fucking mouth. You said you ain't shit to me. I didn't say I'm great and all this thing, but when it comes over here, I'm not great. Then you ain't shit. And that's what I'm telling you. You ain't shit.
That's 100. That's 100, Steve. That's 100. But look, it all goes to the question, though, you know. We're just like, you know, somebody my age and, you know, really trying to explore their creativity
Somebody your age, really, that's like a woman talking that. What is this somebody your age? What does that fucking mean? What does that mean, somebody your age?
Well, I mean like a man.
Okay. Do you understand how much pussy is coming? There is a storm. If you kind of look over to your left, over the horizon, there is a
really
storm. Storm coming your way. There is a storm coming your way, and it's 3 months away from now, and it is a new batch of women that are ready to explore their sexuality, and if you ain't ready, then you're going to get left the fuck behind. And all this shit you say, you don't even say, it's there. Here's the sad thing about it. It's been like that every goddamn year. Mm-hmm. But yet you're telling me this sob story. Mm-hmm. I'm 23 years old. What, do you want me to cry with you or some shit? What the fuck
you background on me, Steve-O? It's really it, man.
But
like,
I don't need your background to know what you are, my brother.
That's real, man. But like, you don't mind me asking, like, my, you know, but
sure.
Like, hopefully you can see the potential though that I really do hold, and that's just like, you know what I'm saying. I want you to know.
Well, you're not a student. Okay, you're not a student of the game, so you will never have potential. And that potential that you have is
false. I am a student of the game, man. Like, you know what I'm saying.
Who's your mentor?
Really getting the learning.
Who's your mentor? Who are you under? Who? Stop. Who's your mentor?
I was under shitty coaches, man. Hear me out, man.
Dan, you like, ain't you know, no student of the game, dude.
I've been holding you for the wrong knowledge, Steve. You got to work with me, man.
I already know you come from the red pill. I know you come from the red pill.
Yeah, I come from the
red
pill, man.
I know
on,
that.
Man.
See, wait. How did I know that and I didn't even have to ask? How did I know that about you and I didn't even need to ask that shit? Come on,
right,
man.
You hear a lot of dumb shit every day from us. Ain't that something?
I hear a lot of dumb shit, yeah, man.
I believe it, man. Like, that's why I say it's like listening to your channel, bro. It's like I really am finding a part of me that I do feel like that's meant for me to be. You feel me? Like, and I might not be going around it the right way, but I feel like I am getting somewhere. And it's just really all about trying to really now enjoy this shit.
How are you getting anywhere when you're not a student? I don't understand them. How do you think? Okay, let me explain how. Look, young man. Listen. Your mind is fucking playing you for a fiddle. Your mind actually is telling you that you're actually doing something that you're not even doing. You're not a student of the game.
Tell
You've
me right
got
now
to
mean,
be a student under a mentor. That's when you're a student of the game. Just sitting and bird watching a video does not make you a student of the game. It just makes you a bird watcher, brother. That's it. You're not a student of the game. You ain't under anybody. And that's your problem. Listen. I'm up under a motherfucker. I was up under a motherfucker since I was 9 because I wanted to learn game and be a student of it. So I understand what it is and what it takes. And if all you're doing is just watch, let me ask you, how long have you been watching me for?
You want to be real honest, bro? Probably like a good 2 weeks now. I've seen that video you did with everybody else.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and I appreciate
I really
that.
I was fucking with the vibe she was giving, man.
No, and I appreciate that. But let me ask you this million-dollar question. You don't even have your puzzle pieces, do you?
Nope, I ordered on Amazon on their way, man. I'm not playing.
When did you order it? When did you order it?
Like 2 days ago when I seen your video on the puzzle pieces. Well, one of them.
Okay, like, but I've been talking about – but every show I do, I tell you to get the puzzle pieces, meaning that when you started watching me 2 weeks ago – I told you to do that 2 weeks ago. And the fact that you did not do it when you were told to do it, you're doing it because I'm explaining a little bit of the why, which means you're doing it for the wrong reason, brother. A student of the game follows instructions and doesn't ask any questions. He follows the instructions.
That's
right.
Real.
But anyway, so what's going on, man? What can I help you? What's your question?
Well, to go on from here then, I don't know, man. Okay. We're like continuing on my journey. You know, what do you recommend besides coaching on an everyday basis?
What journey? You're not I'm sorry. You keep saying like you're on this journey. You ain't going anywhere.
I'm on a journey. Like, this shit bigger than women, bro. This shit bigger than women.
This shit is bigger than women, but you don't know a journey because you don't have a mentor.
Okay,
if I see a Shaolin school, right, and I see them doing all the kicks and punches, and I'm standing outside the Shaolin temple, and I stand out there for a month just watching the kicks and punches, and I go down to the village, you think I got the right to tell the villagers I know karate and shit?
Nah, you ain't really worked with the right one.
There you go. So what? You ain't doing shit, brother.
You saying like I'm cool, but you know it can be better with a mentor, and that's just really the facts behind it.
No,
you
I'm not saying this. No, I'm not saying no. I'm saying one day you'll have enough common sense to choose that you need to get one. I am not telling you that you have to get one. See, this the difference with this show is I'm not telling you what to do or tell you how to think. I am showing you how it is when you deal with a motherfucker that thinks for himself. Think for yourself and figure it out and figure out what you need to do. You don't need me to tell you
like
what to do.
I'm overcoming right now. I'm really getting out here and now I'm actually.
You're not overcoming it because you still. All right, man. You still don't get it, man. You just don't understand. Y'all guys think because you watch some videos that you're students of the game. You think because you buy.
Me out, man.
You
like,
think you ain't no student of the game,
really,
man.
Off that, like I'm saying, like I'm talking about like everyday. World, everyday decision making type of thing, you know, I really see that as really the game, you know. And I'm saying, like, I'm on a point where I'm really starting to realize.
You're weak. No, wait. You don't know games, so how can you see? Tell me, if I'm not a surgeon, how the fuck can I see an operation to do? Oh, sure, I can go to the store and buy a game called Operation and pull some fake-ass little things until that nose buzzes, but you're saying some goofy-ass shit, big dog. How can you say, well, you're not even a student of it.
Does it sound like I'm lying to myself, man?
No, you're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself. Matter of fact, you're not even
what
lying,
am I lying
to yourself.
At?
You're really you're self-sabotaging yourself. Because you're only seeping to your level and your mind is tricking you to make you think that you're something or you're doing something that you're not. This is the beauty about the mind. Your greatest enemy that is fucking you over is keeping you in your prison, but is allowing you to walk the grounds of the prison. And you can't go beyond those grounds. And you actually think that you're free when you walk around the prison grounds. You think you actually know something, but your mind is controlling your fucking thoughts right now, and that's not game. Your mind is always set to keep that. No, I am trying to tell you, you don't understand game, but your mind makes you think that you understand game. So then you're telling yourself things that you think is game, but it's actually adding more chains to hold you back from who you actually are. And you don't even see that. You're not supposed to know that because he's smiling in your face and laughing behind your back right now. And you don't even know you're the joke. You're your own joke because you actually think you got game and you don't have game. But yet you're talking as if you know some shit. You know nothing. But your mind makes you think you know something.
It's deep.
Well, it's not deep.
Listen,
call it. When I was nine, I knew that. I didn't know shit. I knew that at nine. You know that? But I also knew that I wanted to be great. But I had to learn how to get under somebody who had greatness to be able to help me unlock my mind for myself. I didn't assume shit because I didn't know shit. So that means my mind couldn't tell me I am shit when I was nothing. So what? I kissed a few girls when I was young. So what? I was naked with a girl, couldn't get my dick hard. So what? I was playing in the bushes with girls. So what? I was over at a girl's house a few times and they were buttoning my shirt and I get scared. So fucking what? You think I'm doing something? I wasn't doing shit. That ain't shit. But I still, hey, even though I was pulling them, I still didn't know shit. I didn't know a goddamn thing.
That's why I feel like, you know, where I'm at, you know, I done had all these experiences, but I don't feel like I fully.
Here's the million-dollar question. Listen, young man, if that was the case, why didn't you get your puzzle pieces 2 weeks ago?
Because I'm living wrong, man. Can't wait when these bitches come now, man.
Really. It's not okay. I rest my case. It's amazing to me that y'all want to learn game. But you see your behavior. You don't really want to learn games, man.
The proper guy. When you
watch me, it's like, all right, let me check out this motherfucker. Okay, this motherfucker know what he's doing. All right, what he say? Let me write that down. He said, go to the dollar store, Walmart, and get a 100-piece puzzle set. All right. Oh shit. Okay. Well, after the show, I'm gonna get my ass over there and grab my 100-piece puzzle set because I actually want to know what this motherfucker talking about. Because I want to be a student. You didn't do that 2 weeks ago, brother. You didn't do that 2 weeks ago. And that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
this is, you don't want it. I'm saying you don't want it because you're already proven that you're not that kind of guy that wants to learn game, man. Because you want to do it your way. Tell me what was the reason. Tell me what storm has been brewing that you couldn't go out of your house and go get a 100-piece puzzle set. Tell me. What's the excuse?
Okay.
Tell me. I'm curious.
You really want to know, man? The truth.
Sure, I want to know. I want to know.
Well, I've been going not been going through a lot, but I've been going through this little transition with moving and shit, getting out here on my own, getting the crib, finally.
Right. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. Let me ask you, in that moving trip that you have been doing, and I congratulate you, did you ever go to the gas station, the store, McDonald's, Burger King, or anything like that?
I didn't even
between
think
moving?
Of fucking a gas station. Oh, my God, bro.
I'm asking you a simple question. As you were moving, did you ever go to do you have a car?
Yeah, I have a car, man.
So when you have a car, when you're moving, that means you have to put gas in that car. Am I correct? So
mm-hmm.
you did go to the gas station, put gas in the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure you were hungry. So you stopped and got Wendy's, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or Taco Bell. Am I correct? I'm not judging you. I'm saying
mm-hmm.
I'm correct, aren't I? Right.
Yeah,
so if you've got time to get gas, get Taco Bell, Burger King, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, or Taco Bell, how the fuck can you not make time to go to a dollar store or Walmart to get a 100-piece puzzle set?
You got to be it. See, what you're saying, I feel like what you're saying, Steve, is like, if I'm really on this shit, I got to be as serious as this shit. I got to be as serious as I got to approach it.
No, you have to be serious. You don't have to be serious. No. I don't want you to be. See, me saying be serious is fucking you over. See, I am serious. I ain't trying to be shit. I ain't a B. I am a me. I ain't a B. So you are not worthy of this because you want me to validate and justify you to do that, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing
it. No, I'm just
really
trying to get a good idea here. You know, I'm trying to take advantage of it.
Okay.
I'm talking to a good mentor right now, man. I'm just trying to get my question.
Here's the idea. Here's the idea. 2 weeks ago, when that little short motherfucker, that short old motherfucker on the YouTube told you to go get his puzzle pieces, you should have said, you know what? I got to get this shit done today because that's how serious I am. I see that motherfucker got game. I want to learn what he's talking about, so I got to go get my puzzle pieces today. Today.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't do that, brother, so it's okay.
I know it, and I see how important that
is.
It's really going to help me in the mind.
No. I'm saying don't do it. No, listen to me.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You think I'm playing with you? I'm saying don't waste your time. Don't do it.
I'm going to do it.
Listen, I'm saying real quick. I'm going to tell you real quick. I grab 650. The reason I'm telling you don't do it is you're doing it because I'm saying do it. And I'm trying to tell you don't do it.
I wanted to do it.
No, don't do it, man. Don't waste your time, dog. Don't do it. I'm saying it's not gonna help you. It is not going to help you, big guy. You just don't. This is not for everybody. There's no sense of urgency in you. And if there's no urgency in you, this ain't for you, brother. You decided to wait.
No,
you decided because you put time off. All right.
That's the problem.
Well, no,
I'm still learning how to really
okay.
take advantage
no,
of everything.
You're not.
Man.
You're not.
You know,
okay.
Really here, man.
All right. 650, I got you 1 second. Learning to take advantage of things is when you are told to do something, you do it then. That's how you learn. That's how you take advantage of. You don't put it off and wait till you're lazy. You can stop being lazy and want to do it then. You're not a student of the game. It's law zero. It ain't for everybody, dog. It ain't. But do what you want to do. But I'm just saying, this ain't for you. And listen, I'm kind enough to tell you the truth. They look, we are a small minority of motherfuckers that fuck them all. And just ain't for you, dog. All right. Well, look, I got to grab this other call.
Thank you
for the call, brother. Call.
I'm going to stay tuned.
All right. Well, hey,
thanks for the call.
All right, Dave, appreciate you. All right, well, good call, young man. Thank you. But don't get the puzzle pieces. 650, can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. It's Musings from the chat.
Musings. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Yes, I hear you. What's going on?
Hi. No,
how are
I
you?
Just wanted to call, I mean, for the first time, because I've been in your chat for a really long time. And I just want to say one thing.
A lot of hearts and all that shit. Go ahead, girl. You got it. What's up?
Yeah, just kind of trying to connect it sort of to the topic from, like, my experience. So, like, on Instagram all the time, right, they'll just be sending dick pictures and videos and, like, trying to, like, here, don't you want the dick type of demeanor? And sort of, I just wanted to kind of say how, like, as a woman now that I understand so much more about myself and men, like, that I'm a little older, like, when they do that, I don't even want it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be the one to work for it. Like, how you're talking about in the time. I'm sorry, I'm a little, it's the first time calling into a show, but.
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
But I just want to say, like, you're so right about everything you say. And it kind of blows my mind sometimes when some of these dudes are like, oh, he's, you know, old or don't know and all this. And I'm like, oh, no, he knows you know the psyche of a woman so well, because that's exactly right. Like, when we don't have to work for it, we don't really want it so much. You know, I mean, it might be enticing for a short time because some of them look real nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, some of them are real, you know, look good.
Yes.
But I don't really even want it. You know, it's not because it also, I feel like in my mind, it makes me feel like if you're going to just offer it to me so easily just because of what I look like on Instagram, you know, you don't even know.
You're
I mean, you know, I kind of put some of personality and stuff too. But if you're just going to offer it like that, then you'll just offer it to anybody. You know, and that just doesn't seem like much of a, it's not really like something that's worth effort. Like, I don't want it. You know, I don't really want it. It's really that attractive. But I don't know. Go ahead.
Fine. No, you're fine. No. The thing is, and that's why I'm trying to teach these young men, or the one on the thing, is that I love sexy bodies. That's what we do. We're men. We love sexy things. We love bodies, beautiful bodies. You know, you got breast guys, ass guys, titties, hips, thighs, every guy. Okay. That's okay. I'm glad they like women. You know what I mean? I'm glad they like women.
Right.
But that's where it has to stop. That's where it has to stop. Because at that point, if it doesn't stop there, then I'm going to start to worship what I like. You know, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're ass and titties, right? Or you got your ass and thighs, okay? So if I'm the guy that likes ass and thighs and I don't stop it right there and I see ass and thighs, I'm going to start to worship your ass and thighs versus then by worshiping your ass and thighs, I'm going to try to do what I think I need to do to get that ass and thighs versus seeing the ass and thighs and recognizing it. Okay, she got it going on, right? But stop right there and say, okay, now that we got that out the way, all right, now let's see what she's bringing to the motherfucking table, because she cannot get interest into the fucking kingdom. You see what I'm saying, baby girl? You can't get interest in. So that's why I'm going to go up. Remember I told you real quick, I when I see you, I'm going to go over there. It ain't no decision making. It ain't no, well, if I take base times height divided by pi, I'm not doing that shit. I'm just going to go over there, and I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to put my bid in. And whether you're down or you're not, I'm fine with the result, because your result doesn't define me, because you're allowed to say no. You're allowed to say you have a boyfriend. You're allowed to say you're seeing someone. So I'm not upset at that. I'm not going to call you a bitch. You're not going to come to you and say, hey, you know, spend my game. And you'd be like, well, I don't have a boyfriend. Oh, fuck you, the bitch. No, I'm going to be cool with that shit. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you that second opportunity. You know, you change your mind. Here's my number. You want to tell your last smile of bless, call me, girl, whenever you want to. And you might take your number. You might not. But you know what? I know if you fuck around and take that number, or you fuck around and talk to me, I know I'm going to flip your motherfucking world upside down, and you are going to bring that pussy to my motherfucking feet. because you're going to realize with me, I don't operate like all those other guys. But see, I'm not going to tell you that. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, well, hey, girl, I'm not like these other guys out here. And, yeah, they try to say that. Yeah, you know, hey, girl, you know, I'm rocking with 9 inches over here, and I'm rocking with 10 inches over here. You know, I got 8 inches, girl. I ain't like them average motherfuckers. I can put it down. You want to see a picture of it? You know what I mean? I'm not that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you've never met me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, the thing is, too, is, like, what's happened in my experience some of the time, like, is even guys that kind of seem a little bit, like, less worshiping of women and stuff, you know, more reserved, like, kind of draws me in a little. But then as soon as I sort of give a little, maybe a couple little pictures or, like, some conversation, you know, more sexual type of con, they just get so intoxicated so quickly and so easily, and then it's like, okay, never mind. In my mind, right? Like, because it just, then it becomes in reverse. So, and that's what I wouldn't even try, but, like, that's where I feel like a lot of those dudes, they do need, I don't know what it is exactly that's different. That's why I'm always like, man, you articulate these things so well, because as a woman, I feel like we sense what you're talking about, but we can't really explain it very well the way that you do, because men like you and that function like you, they don't revert. Like, so, you know, once we start giving a little bit of our sensuality, they don't then flip and kind of become intoxicated. Now you're fucking pulling on me all the time, you know, or, like, pressing me, and now I'm like, okay, I don't want it. Like, now I don't want to do it.
Give me an example of something you said to a guy where he went where you're talking about. What did you do to him? What did you say to him?
Like,
give me
one for you. It's not like one thing, but I'll give you, like, an example, like, recently. So someone on Instagram, you know, he seemed pretty, like, reserved and cool, not a lot going on, whatever. Yes. And then so one night I was just having some conversation, and it led to a little more, like, sexual type of conversation. So I'm sending some voice messages with a little bit of, you know, whatever. And it's, like, after that one night of just having a little bit, and a little couple pictures and stuff, little sexy pictures, nothing super, like, X-rated or whatever. And then now he's, like, blowing me the fuck up all the time. Like, every morning, good morning, and every fucking day asking me. And I'm just like, you know what, I'll be nice and stuff. And now I don't even do engage in any of the extra stuff no more. And he still tries.
When you sent him the photo, what did he say when you sent him the photo?
I mean, like, loving it. Oh, you're sexy and all these things, you know.
Just you're sexy and all these things. That's all.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all he had to say. No, I'm saying that's all he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, just keeping with the conversation, you know, dudes like to talk a lot about, like, they want to have really you know, the explicit conversation, like, talking about what they want you to do with the dick and what you know, and all of this. And so that's what I'm saying, like, when I participate a little, then it's like they're so fucking intoxicated. Now they're, like, just, eh. And I'm like, okay, no, I don't want it. Like, so I like the one, I'm hooked on the one that has me on, like, a slow drip type chick. You know what I mean? Like, where he's so calculated and regulated with what he's willing to give me, that I'm constantly the one in position trying to earn more from him versus dude, like, harassing me all the time because he wants the attention so bad, you know?
So no voice messages at all, right? No voice messages, huh? no voice messages from any of these guys, huh?
I mean, one person I was talking about, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, do any of these guys do voice messages or video messages, or are they just text?
Yeah, and that's kind of why I sort of liked him, because I liked his voice and the message. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, and he seemed a little bit more, had a grip on it, but then it just, I mean, again, like, once you go into it once, and then he's, like, all on me, and I'm like, okay, no, now you don't, I don't know, I guess, again, I was just trying to point to the topic of tonight, like, in the sense of when, like, a man that can keep me in the position as the one trying to work for it is the one that I'm going to keep trying to work for it for.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But I guess that's all.
Oh, no doubt. No. I think I'm glad. Hey, we put a name to a voice. Hey, all you ladies call in and just talk about it. I appreciate that. I think that's awesome. I think that's great. But I'm sorry that you haven't. I know, and it's so hard to find a man, and that's why y'all motherfuckers fuck with older motherfuckers, because they know what the fuck they doing, man. So
yeah, I mean, I hear you. I hear
what you're saying, and the guys need to hear that as well. I mean, it's fun when you push the edge a little bit, But you got to know what you're doing and be, you know, okay,
yeah.
She's pushing the edge. Been there, done that. I'm not going to run and act. You know, you show a little bit of skin. They should not, oh, well, let's go fuck right now. Come on my house and get that pussy up. I want to tear that pussy up, girl.
Yeah.
That's where
I mean, they
were
like talking about, yeah, they online. I mean, and they're so, I was thinking about it the other day, too. It's like, it's the eagerness. Like, when we sense the eagerness, it's like, nope. We
yes.
don't want it no more. You know what I mean? It's like the eagerness that you want it so bad, then we don't want it.
Absolutely. Because a lot of these guys don't understand game. And they don't understand women. And because they don't understand women, they don't know what to do or how to handle a woman who that has no idea what sex
yeah.
actually is. I mean, you know what you are, and you know how to touch yourself. You know how to do things to yourself. But what happens when you meet that guy that ups the ante of that? That's what it seems like that's what a lot of women are missing, that guy that can –
yeah.
understand your point of view, but to take it and move it up another notch with the experience that he has. So,
yes.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm sorry for your troubles, but I'm glad you called in. I mean, now we got a face to the voice and everything, but we appreciate you. Got anything else to say?
No, I mean, that's it. I mean, personally, like, I kind of do have a sort of target right now, like somebody that, but, and I kind of compare everybody else to him. Like, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, ever since I found your
yes.
page, too, like, so much of what you say and articulate has almost, like, connected so many dots for me as to, because I've wondered, you know, what I thought to myself a lot. It's like, how the fuck is he doing this to me? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I felt a lot. And then a lot of what you articulate, I'm like, holy shit. Like, that's what's happening. Like, that's what the fuck he's doing to me, you know? And so, I don't know. That's part of what I wanted to call it to say, you know? But it's nothing,
super
committed or nothing.
It's all love. I appreciate that. But that's what I'm trying to get these guys to see, that you don't rush it. You just position. And when you
yeah.
position right, and she's going to see that you're not operating like the average guy, that's going to draw more curiosity out of the woman, out of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, What is he doing? How is he operating this way? You know?
Yeah. And then it quickly becomes like a conditioning, and then you're like stuck in it, like as a woman. Like,
oh,
and all the stuff you say about chicks are going to act like this and that. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Once
you move from a vape pen to smoking that the weed of him, it's going to change some shit. You'll be like, God damn,
yeah.
you're going to start itching this shit. I need some more. I want to need to snort this motherfucker, you know what I mean? So, no, it's all love,
man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I'll let you go, but thank you, Steve. I'll call in some more.
Yeah, please call. Hey, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me see something real quick. Stay right there. Hold on 1 second. 314, you there, big
okay.
guy? Hold on, let me see if it's 314. 314.
Yeah, I'm here,
314.
Man.
Okay, look,
yeah,
let
here.
Me ask you a question. Okay, let's say you 650 is at, I don't know, at the gas station where you're getting your gas at. Show me how you talk to her. You talk to her like you would talk to her if you saw her by herself. What would you say to her?
Hey, excuse me, what is your name? You got a name?
Carmen.
For real.
What if she's not a for real type woman?
What you mean? For real?
Well,
yeah,
right.
that would have got a smile, and I'm going to keep walking.
Yeah, what if... I know, but Colin, listen, I just want to show you something. This is where y'all go wrong. What if she is a mature woman that has her own fucking business or whatever the fuck she's doing, and she doesn't want to hear high school talking? You're too old to say for real. You're not in high school anymore. So why are you talking to her like she's in 11th or 12th grade?
Because, I don't know, like, I feel like just talking like that, you know, gets them right. She can't do nothing
talking
about
like,
how I talk, but take that shit. So
wait, she can walk away. But what I'm saying is there has to be a time, young man, that you are got to be more mature. But okay, all right, let's move forward. Okay, let's move past
that.
Knocking at your door. Let's say she's coming over your brand new apartment. She's knocking on your door. Walk me through the experience. Talk to her. She's knocking on the door. Bing, boom. Okay, you open the door. Go.
Well, hello. But, you know, that's a little sarcasm.
What?
Come on, step in, girl. You ain't come over for no reason. Step in.
Step in, girl. She's gone. Wait. Step in, girl. You didn't come over.
Yeah,
you come wait.
Yeah.
Step in.
Then you didn't come
for
over
reason?
For nothing. You ain't come over to stand. You ain't come over to stand in front of my door. Did you? Come on. Are you coming in? You were just wet out there.
Oh, my God. All right, keep going. What happens after that?
Okay.
Right,
I'm assuming she's going to come in.
You said what?
Well, shit.
She's inside your house. All right, what you do? She's inside your house. What are you doing?
Well, most likely. I'm just going to tell her to take a seat or some shit, you know? And we just
no,
talk
to her.
Bit.
I'm sorry. She's here. You're not talking to me. She's there at your house. What are you saying to her?
Okay. You want to come over and take a seat?
Sure.
Don't get comfortable. How was the ride over here?
It's okay.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You have a shitty day? Or was it cool?
Do I have what?
I said, did you have a shitty day or was it cool?
It was good.
Well, it's going to get better since you're with me. You know that, right?
Huh.
So anyway.
Wait. Go ahead. She's in your house. Go ahead. Come on. What's going on?
So anyway, I had a long week. I've been like waiting to unravel with somebody. You know what I'm saying? True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That sound good. Be honest. Let you know something.
What you want to know?
I want to know how you feeling right now.
All right.
Come on, I'm curious. Tell me something.
I mean, I'm okay. I'm good. I had a great week. My days are usually good, you know.
Well, then, turn on some music or something. It's kind of bored in here. It could be you. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to turn on some music. All right?
Okay, what we listen to? Rap or what we listen to? Rap, hip-hop, jazz? What we listen to?
I like the blues a lot.
No, wait, not you. See, he's going to turn on the music.
Well,
see,
what
you turn on, see? You turn on blues?
Because, R. Kelly counts.
Okay, what you turn
on? I don't think it'll hurt right now.
Oh, you want to turn on some R. Kelly? Okay. Hey, everybody.
I know some R. Kelly.
The storm. My name is Steve D. Williams, and we're going to play some R. Kelly for you. So all you ladies out there, let your panties slide down. We're going to play some smooth songs, rhythm of R. Kelly. All right, so the music's going on. All right, it's going in the background. Go ahead. What you doing next?
Well, I don't know how to dance that good, but I want to practice. Come on, stand up. We finna learn some shit together.
Okay.
All right. Get the dancing and all that smooth shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be stepping on my feet and all that crazy shit. Oops. Oh, okay. Falling. Oh. just some cool shit, you know? When we fall, I did tell you I ain't know how to dance, you know?
You said what?
I said, we just fell on the ground and shit, and then I tell you I ain't know how to dance.
Trying to get
Now, though, since we on the ground, I just noticed something. You look cute on the ground. Let's do something on the ground.
I can't. Okay, hold on. I gotta say something. Did you even insult me and say it was my fault that it was boring up there. Like, what?
Well, look, I know it wasn't really your fault, but I understand.
But that is just like,
you know,
that
I don't think
such...
it's my fault, so I'm a, you know,
oh,
I don't really think it's my fault. If it is, you know, they give you a little opportunity, you know, to spice it up too, you feel me?
But that just really takes the whole...
What?
Yeah, nah.
So hold on. Did I have you at first? That's where I fucked up at, be honest.
No. No.
Where did I
you
fuck
didn't.
Up at?
You fucked up as soon as you opened the door, though.
I tell you, from the start, you know, from the start, I would have smiled really nicely and kept walking.
Well, you know, it's worth a try.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you.
Well,
but Steve, look, originally I called, bro,
is this too
to ask you how to get some mentorship
like,
from you, bro.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, wait, hold on, Carl.
No,
let me throw you in. Let me finish talking. All right, hold on. Wait, I'll throw you back. Let me finish it with her, and I got you. Stay right there. Anyway, hey, look, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sorry. I hope you check for the duct tape and the chloroform because this guy does. Guys, y'all cannot talk to women. Y'all have got to get high school out. The music should already be playing. The light should be dim. The mood should be set. You set the tone from the moment you open the door, guys. No, matter of fact, the tone is going to be set before she comes over because she should have some kind of a butterfly in her stomach of not knowing. There's a little bit of anticipation on one end, but on the other end is not knowing what's going to happen. So there's a little bit of a nervousness, but you're the guy that's going to calm that nervousness down as soon as you open the door, but you don't do it that way. But, hey, see,
right.
see, Carmen, I appreciate you. I appreciate the role play real quick with him. But,
yeah, no problem. The last thing I'm going to say, too, like, you're so right. I think a lot of them, they don't get it. Like, all these little catchphrases and shit that they think are, like, smooth are weak as fuck and a super turnoff. Like, it's just not, it does not, and an insult, like, yeah, no. It's just a no, big no.
No, you're fine.
No,
it's a no. Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. Call
it
anytime. We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, thank you
all
so
right,
much.
See.
All
Bye.
Right, take care. All right, take care. Bye-bye. Hey, Hagen, the lines are open. I don't need to reset it. The lines are open. Your old boy just called in. The lines are open. As a matter of fact, the lines are open for 4 more minutes. So call in or give me, if you're long distance or out of the country, give me your number and I'll probably call you. But let me get 314 in. 314, what's up, man? So look, just go to the Man Mindset for that to answer that question or send me an email and I'll show you that. But anyway, see where you went wrong? Do you see where you went wrong, big guy?
Yeah.
And
well,
listen,
well,
it's, okay,
I think,
and I'm a pass. Listen, I'm gonna give you a passing grade for the effort. Okay, I appreciate that. You know, you weren't expecting that, and I appreciate that. That was good. But this is part of the excellence, the core, the sexuality that you are not displaying with women because you have not created that beforehand. You see, you should already know what is going to happen, but be wary that even though you know you might have step one, step two, step three, that there can always be a shift. So you've got to be prepared for that shift as well. But you don't even have the pair. You see, you just said, open the door, come in, girl. Don't, you know, just stand there. Come on in, girl, right? You see what he's saying? Why do you think that, why do you think her pussy dried up at that point?
I don't know, man. I thought it was more of like, I don't know. I honestly thought it was more charismatic than anything. But you tell me, why
no.
did you think it?
Well, I will. No, I'm going to tell you. No, what I'm saying is, okay, so you have created that plan of
that's
opening the door.
That's some shit I would
right.
really
no,
listen.
Listen.
This,
okay, now listen. I understand that. Understand that. Now, even though you have that, do you know that you can perfect that? So if that is your starting point, that doesn't mean it has to be your ending point. Because ask yourself the question, is that going to make her smile? Is that going to make her blush? Is that going to make her shy away? Or is that just going to make her come inside? What is that going to do? Think about that.
Probably just going to make her come inside.
Don't you want to marinate the pussy before you,
yeah,
you do it? Don't you want to? Okay, so if you know that is your beginning, what modifications can you make to that thought? Now, that's just the beginning. So what modifications would you modify if you could versus just saying, come on in? What would be the modification?
Well, making her act really, really want to come in, like, you know?
No. I want you to leave her out of this, and I want you to use your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to say, what are you going to do? What are your modifications for you? What are you going to do?
In that same scenario? Like,
yeah, every scenario. Remember, if it's her coming through the door, another woman coming through that door, what are you going to do at that door to get her to either smile, blush, or feel comfortable around you? What are you going to do? How are you going to modify? What are you going
to
do? I'm trying to show you game. I'm trying to show you game. So right there, you have your idea, your starting point, to just open the door and say, yo, girl, come in, whatever the fuck you said, right? Okay, how do we modify that? What do you want to do?
Well,
let's start. You open the door, and then what?
Are you saying like after she come in?
No, when you open the door.
Well, we've just been in my mind.
Think about it.
Man, I'm going to have fucking fun, man. I don't know. I'm probably going to just come up with some.
Okay. No. See, you're off. You're left. You're bringing back again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're opening the door. What can you do to modify the experience? Now, remember, this is the same mm-hmm. thing that you can use if you're getting her to touch herself. All right, so do that, okay? So what can you do to modify?
Reach for her hand.
Okay, you open the door and reach for her hand. All right, why are you doing that?
You know, for a bit of safety and all. More of a dominant masculine feel. You know, remind her
okay,
she is
so,
coming into
so, wait, wait, wait. So, so you're going to open the door and grab her hand?
No, like, you know what I say? I'm going to say, you know, say what I say, you know, girl, you know, come in here while you're standing, you know. But I'm going to reach for the hand as well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, more of, you know, kind of showing, you know, more of a guiding feel. I mean, I'd rather guide her in my crib than just have her step in, you know.
All right, she's at your door. What are you going to do?
But got her in as
okay.
well.
Okay. All right, wait, no. Okay, stop. Listen, okay. You already asked him to come in, but what can you do more of while she's at the door?
I don't know, really. Just,
I open the door. Okay, you open the door, you see her. Wait, you open the door, you see her. What are you going to do?
Probably, like, say some slick shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know how. Okay, I'm trying to show you game. I'm trying to show you how your mind should work all the time. I want you to see how your mind works all the time. You open the door, you see her. What are you going to do? Now, this is you creating something brand new for yourself. So
experience.
We're taking what you just opened the door. Right. No, it's not a new experience, but this is how you're going to move. This is your upgraded move from just opening the door. So you open the door, you see her. What are you going to do?
I think I'm probably real missing the point of what you mean right here, Steve.
Okay. All right. Listen. Okay. All right. What I'm saying is this. Okay. This is what I'm saying. Right now, your mindset is I open the door. And I say, come in, whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? Right? I'm trying to get you to add a move to your move. So, that's your ground level of opening the door, saying, come in. All right, now we want to upgrade the move. So you're opening the door. What are you going to do that's different? Now, this is the upgraded move. So you open the door.
Okay.
She's right in front of you. What are you going to do?
Remember, the upgraded move, what I said, was reach for a little more. You know what I'm saying? have a bit more of contact, you know. You know, something to really just let her know, you know. So just I reach for her, look at her eye, tell her come in. She probably come in. As she coming in, you know, probably
wait,
grab
wait,
her out
okay,
of
wait, 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 okay. Okay, wait a second, wait a second. When a woman comes over, sometimes she's preparing herself to come over. So, again, you don't have to use this move, but I want to show you how I'm thinking, okay? I'm going to show you my thinking, how I'm thinking. Okay. What I want to do is this is my opportunity to look her up and down, not in a dirty way, but to look her up and down. It is my opportunity to bring her close to me and give my hug. It is my opportunity to say something in her ear. It is my opportunity to turn her around. It is my opportunity to grab her hand and walk her in. See, don't. I'm not saying come in. I want to grab your hand and escort you in. Remember, there's right, – you see what I'm saying? I want to escort you in. I want you to know from the moment you get into my house that I'm leading you to everything we're about to do. But I
like
want
no
to show you
– Yeah.
Right, because I want to relax. I want her to know that coming over here is going to be relaxed. But, again, remember I'm showing – think about the moves I'm going to make. Okay, this is – I'm going to show you the sound check. So what I'm saying is, all right, let's say she's not even at the door. I am – let's say like tonight. Let's say it's 9 o'clock at night. What I'm going to do is I'm going to step outside of my apartment door. And I'm going to open that door, and I'm going to take one step in. And then I'm going to look around. Why am I going to look around?
Do you step back into your apartment?
Yes. When I step in my apartment, why am I going to? Why am I doing a sound check? Now, remember, you know what a sound check is, right? Sound check is when you see your favorite rapper or your favorite musician. Before they perform, they make sure the music is right. They make sure the lighting is right. They make sure the acoustics, they make sure everything is set right. So when I step in my door at 9 o'clock, I'm doing a scan of my room. Why am I scanning my room?
Make sure everything is set, man. Everything is nice. The world
well,
looks
no,
how you
I
want
make,
it.
I'm saying, okay, this is what she's going to see. But why am I looking at my walls? What wall is she going to see first? When I step in, what wall is the first thing I see? Okay, let's say it's the wall to the left. If I see the wall to the left, right, what I'm going to do is at that point, that's where my first nude painting is going to be at, right at that wall. But I got to make sure that the lighting is perfect because when she walks in, because the lights are going to be dim, she has no choice but to look at what's going to stand out. Now, remember, she's just walking into – I mean, think about that. She stepped into the apartment. First thing she's going to see is the artwork that's on my walls. That's the first thing that's going to draw her over there. The music's going to be playing. She steps in. She looks at the artwork, okay? You see what I'm saying? She's walking into the artwork. But why is that important? Why do you think the artwork is important?
It kind of, I mean, probably express more of the guy and what he on, what he stands
well,
about.
Well,
I mean,
not
necessarily
express, but I want to show no, but, no. Okay, it's not just the artwork. It's how it's looking. Because if she's looking, let's just give an example. If she's looking, like I'm giving everybody an example a lot. If you got your shit set up like this, this is a drawing. I mean, think about the frame and the lighting itself. Not even the art is going to draw her over there. Okay? And but as she goes closer to the art, maybe I have the nude painting in there, right? What is going to draw her to the painting? And if I can draw her to the painting, then what can I do while she's looking at the painting?
Probably come up behind her, you know.
Wait, do what now?
Come up behind
well, no,
her.
I'm not. Yes, it will give me an opportunity to be behind her, but I ain't trying to rub my dick up on her ass and shit. I'm still giving her space. Right. I'm still giving her space, but you know, hey, what do you think is in my right hand as I'm walking towards her? What's in my right hand? What do you think is in my right hand?
A drink.
What kind of drink? What kind of drink?
I don't know. Women like champagne.
Yeah, or champagne, or starts with a W.
Wine.
There you go. I have her favorite wine. I'm giving her a favorite wine. At that point, she takes the wine. She's sipping the wine. She's looking at the thing. At that point, what do you think I have to do? It's a layup. What do I do next? What am I doing next?
I don't know. What I say right now, I say, like, you proceed to, like, sexual talk in some way, some form.
Okay. What I'm saying is that the painting will give her an example of my mind and what I am about through the painting without me having to say, well, this is who I am. I don't have to say this is who I am. I can say this is why I got that painting. This is why I purchased that painting. Because looking at that painting, this is what I saw. Because remember, I always tell you, I want to make sure I get art from women that do new. I want the woman, because what I'm saying is this is what I see that she saw through the painting. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But even
maybe you can even
about,
go in and ask her what she, something else. Yeah. Saying, well,
not go in and ask and make her feel. I'm saying go in and talk about what the average woman's problem is. The average woman's problem is that they want to let go of their sexuality. They want to let go and they want to have fun and all. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be what they want to be, right? But
reality,
they are. But reality comes in, and they feel like they got to cover themselves up. That means they feel like they've got to cover up their sexuality because everybody's always trying to knock them down and demean them, right? What I'm saying is what I like. Right, but I'm going to explain why I like the painting, because this is what I love about women. This is what drew me in, because women are what? Closed off. And this painting is signifies that the woman that painted this picture was saying that I am closed off, but I'm looking for somebody to allow me to free myself and let myself go. That's why I love it so much, because while you're saying this about her, you're behind her telling her this. See, you're not saying, see, what I'm doing is I'm setting you up to talk to her. See, in me talking about the painting, am I asking her what she does for a living? Am I asking her how her day was? Am I doing any of that?
No.
I'm not doing any of that.
Conversation, like in your home. Like,
exactly. Conversation.
It's strategic. It's smart. It's going for what you want.
Right, but that's the one thing that women are lacking with average guys. They don't talk to them. I'm talking to her. I'm not talking at her. But then guess what? She is allowed at that point, not allowed, but she's going to give me her opinion on what I am saying. She's not answering a question. She's giving me a thought, in which once she gives me that thought, I can give my thought on top of that thought. So I'm just showing you one thing through the painting. I want her to see me for me and not somebody that is trying to pretend to be something. When she sees that painting, she's going to know I embody sex. I am sex. I am a nasty, freaky, dirty, I'm just fucking freaky. I'm nasty as fuck, right? But even though I'm nasty as fuck, there is sensuality, seduction, and romance, and a lot of things in that painting that we can discuss without me asking her one fucking question.
Not talking at her, like you say, not talking at her, but talking to her. You know, talking at her, asking her questions.
Talking to her, even though she might have her glass like this, looking at the painting, right? Well, what if I got behind her and take my hand and come around her stomach and grab her hand and bring her back around and had her look in my face and say, you know, looking at this picture kind of reminds me of you. When I first met you, I know that you were kind of a little standoffish. You were a little shy. But as I get to know you and as I'm seeing things about you, I'm starting to see, just like that painting, that you're starting to open up. The more you begin to feel comfortable around me, the more you're opening up. I mean, come. And then, hey, then what happens if I grab her hip, bring her to me, not to kiss her, but to whisper in her ear, tell her I find that so motherfucking sexy, and then turn her back around, back to the photo. You see what I'm saying? Still, right. Still talking to her. Not asking any questions. Still talking to her. And we're just at this painting. But then, you know what? I can then grab her hand and give her a tour of the living room and the kitchen. Because why? I'm not. I didn't say the bedroom. But I know eventually she's going to go in the bathroom, right? And what do you think I got set up in the bathroom? What do you think I have set up in the bathroom?
Candles? I don't know. What you got in the bathroom?
Well, they might be, there might be candles in that motherfucker. It depends on the mood with the woman, right? But no, it's not the candles. No. What do you think is going to happen when she goes in your bathroom? It's going to smell good in there. But what happens when she walks in there? Because, again, in the bathroom, you know, that's where they can find out what kind of fucking diseases you have, because you all have this thing called what? A medicine cabinet, right? That's where you leave all your fucking medicines and shit, right? So as she's looking around your bathroom, just doing a quick search in your bathroom, what happens when she pulls that drawer with all those little female soaps, conditioners, razors, wipes, loofahs, toothbrush, toothpaste, scope, all that, lotion, all those little female supplies in a drawer? What do you think she's going to be thinking then?
This dude probably got a lot of bitches or something.
Well, yeah. That
probably got a
thought.
Bitch I don't know.
Right. No, wait. No, he got a lot of bitches though. No, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And what she's going to start to add up, she'll add up the door. She'll add up the painting. She'll add up the conversations y'all had before that. But she's looking at the lighting. She's looking at the music. She's looking at all these things and saying, oh, shit. She got to be up on her A game. It's the vibe, right? It's the vibe.
Something different.
It's the vibe of, where, hey, if the TV's on, guess what's on the TV? If the TV's on, what do you think is on the TV?
Don't tell me it's porn, man. I don't know what it'd be.
No, I'm about to blow your fucking mind. If the TV is on, what do you think is on? There's going to be two things. I got two choices to have on that TV. What do you think I'm going to have on there? I'll tell you because you don't know. I can either have a fireplace going on that fucking TV, or I can pull up art that moves on the TV that shows sexuality on that TV. You thought I was going to say like fucking Netflix and shit. No. I'm saying on my TV, if that motherfucker's on, if it's on. Now, it depends. Now, I can't do it now because it's kind of cold, but, you know, fire can set a mood and stuff. But have you ever seen moving art that you could put on your TV?
Like across the screen.
There's moving art you can put on your TV. Yeah, on the screen, and there's moving art you can put on your wall. That's how deep it is. That's how deep shit is. And that's game right there, okay? But anyway, I got to get back to the show and stuff. I gotta get back to the show.
Okay, hold on. Let me finish it right here, though. But what was a good way to get some good mentorship from you, though, Steve?
Just get at mentthemanmindset@gmail.com.
All right, man. Thanks for giving me some game, man. Appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. All right, throw you back in. Let me see. I'm going to have to call this guy, I guess. The lines are down, but we're not done talking and stuff. We're not done talking. We're chopping it up. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Guys, let me see this guy. He wants me to call him. Let me see here. Let me see if he's out of, like, the country or some shit like that. It's flickering still. Yeah, he didn't send me his email address. I didn't. Guys, I'm sorry for the flickering. I got to check my computers. I think something's up with my computer. I probably have to get a brand new computer. So don't worry, I'm going to fix the flickering. I don't know why it's doing that, but it seems like it's flickering and everything. And I apologize for the video delay. But whoever this high-end guy is, I did not get your, what you call it, okay? Well, let me see what Peaches is. Peaches saying, I don't keep this tight thing, nothing. Most of the channel is going to help me choose the right quality. My Peaches. Oh, no, it's all, yeah, and again, and Peaches, again, we welcome you here, and if you got to go, it's all good. No harm, no foul. It's, you know, sometimes you just got to move on if you have to. It's all love, though. Whoever the guy said he's going to send me his number, I did not get your number. You said you sent it to me. I did not get it, so send it again. But, guys, let me continue talking about this. We're going to be breaking this down. Guys, if y'all have any questions, please put a Q. If I missed your question, please put a Q again, and I promise I'll answer any questions that y'all have. I got y'all covered. But I want to discuss with y'all, and I'm sorry, I apologize for the flickering. I will fix that. I got to see what's going on. It's either my camera or it's either the computer, but I will look into that later on tonight. But anyway, what I want to do, I want to talk about not only the excellence that I'm saying, it's the excellence of sexuality, it's the excellence of sex, it's the excellence of understanding how to be around women, okay? Because the things, your thoughts, your laws, your rules, your codes, and who you are the thing that is going to draw her to want to know more about you. See, y'all all have to understand, they have never met us before. They've never met us before, okay? No, I did not get your email with your number. Send it to manmindset@gmail.com. I did not get it. I want to say thank you, E. I appreciate that. I did not get that, okay? Thank you. Hey, welcome. I see you're new here. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you being here. But, yeah, just go to manmindset@gmail.com, send it, and I will call you. But when I'm saying to you guys out here, just like that young man, when is the last time y'all even thought about that? When is the last time that you said to yourself that, you know what, excellence is, I am going to create sex, okay? I am going to create sex. Wait, Peach. Teaching you how to fuck is very easy in the game. You see what I'm saying? Teach you how to fuck is very easy. But you have got to learn how to cooperate to even learn how to fuck. So if that's what you're trying to learn, then that's not the right, this is not the right place, because I don't want, see, these guys don't know how to fuck. So how can they teach you how to do something they don't know? They know how to pump. They know how to go in and out and pump, but they don't understand fucking. Fucking is not about what you actually think fucking is. It's not the penetration. I want to penetrate that pussy between your ears to let you know that you're allowed to be as nasty, naughty, dirty, kinky, and freaky as you want to be, and be good with it and be fine with it. You see what I'm saying? So it's some depth here. Let me see here. Give me a second. Let me see, old boy. All right, I got your number. Here, I'm about to call you. All right, Hagen. All right, Hagen, I'm about to call you right now. The line was open. Let me call you. Hold on. Let me see. Call. Wait. It's 6-9. All right, hold on a second. All right. I'm calling you right now, big dog. Here we go. Pick up your phone. In New Hampshire. Hagen. Yes. How can I help you? Yeah. The lines were open, but what can I do you? How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting that the topic of the call is, you know, her proving her worth to you as a man.
Yes.
The thing that I find really interesting about this is that I was recently just talking about this topic with friends, and there were things that, like, you know, they understood that, like, they had, like, it's, like, because I'm under, like, you know, the whole mindset of, like, the things that, you know, as a student of yours, you know, she has to display the worth and the value to the man. And in communicating this with them, like, they brought up some really good points. But I sort of, based off, like, the reasoning and things that you talk about and you teach, I just sort of wanted to, like, you know, ask you about them. So,
okay, sure. What's
for
up?
Example, when it comes to women, you know, like, you tell her that you're not looking for a relationship,
I'm
you
not,
know.
Right.
Exactly. So you're not looking for a relationship. You enjoy the time you have with her, being around her. You know, she can rent you out, but she can't have you. You're the thing that
right,
you're the drug that she cannot have. So my question is then, like, you know, they said something along the lines then, like, what are you in this for? And, like, I said something like, I'm in this for me. Like, I have a conquering mentality.
Yes.
And I understand that. However, they're, like, what they thought, like they said, also made it. I understand where they're coming from, but I disagree. And they said, like, from the standpoint, you know, of how she would see it is, like, you're leading them on. But I don't necessarily agree with that because...
Wait, what do you disagree with?
I disagree with the fact that I would be leading the woman on necessarily because I'm not, like, I'm being transparent with her. Like, I'm telling her, like, look, you can't have me. There's things you can go out and do. Like, I don't necessarily care. Like, you go see all these people, meet all these guys, whatnot, but I'm just the person that you're not going to be able to have. Like, you can want to come and spend and have time and experiences with me. It's just that I'm not, like, I'm intangible to you when it comes to, you know, in terms of, like, exclusivity. Like, I can provide you the experiences and things that you want to have, but, like, you can't, like, get me 100%. And they said, like, you know, wouldn't this be considered you just leading her on because, you know, women as emotional creatures wanting to get something that they don't have. But this basically puts you in the position where you're leading her on.
Wait, okay, where's your disagreement? I'm saying, I'm trying to...
I feel like that it's not necessarily me leading them on. Like, the area of disagreement, and what I want to ask you is, like, what do you think about that being something
back up. Okay, you lost me. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the disagreement again?
The way that you, like, let's just say, like, the way you structure the relationship with the woman.
Yes.
You know, like,
okay,
you said,
what do you disagree with the way I structure the relationship? What do you disagree with?
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, like, what they said, like, the friends who I was talking to about this also brought something to my attention.
What did they bring to your attention?
They said, this would be, like, an example of you leading her on because she's not, like, you.
Wait. How am I leading her on by being honest with her?
Exactly.
Right.
That's literally what I said. Just because the way you talk and what I learned from you, like, you know, you're being straight up and honest. So you're not beating around the bush. You're not circumventing anything. You literally told her straight up.
Right.
You know,
where's the disagreement? You're saying you're telling me about a disagreement. What's the disagreement?
That's the disagreement. Like,
your disagreement of me. I don't understand. What's the
their disagreement with me? Not that it matters.
Okay.
Because I'm calling for myself. Like,
okay,
I just also to understand from your standpoint.
Right, what's your question? What can I help you with?
I mean, I just wanted to get a better understanding of that
A topic of telling her I'm not ready for a relationship?
No, not like that. But
what?
We already have the same conclusion, to be honest.
Okay, but what am I calling you for? Okay. I got a show to do, but I'm trying to call you. So what is your question?
No, the question I wanted to ask is, we already agreed on it, like, you know, on the terms of you're not being dishonest by telling her that you have certain terms that you as a man, like, display, and, like, these are your guidelines and your boundaries, and regardless of the matter, that's just who you are, and you're communicating that.
But what was your question, though?
My question was, I just wanted to get some clarity or, like, hear from you in regards to that.
You mean in regards to telling a woman what the deal is?
Yeah, and then furthering the relationship. Because here's the thing also, like, I'll expand on this, too. Now, look, things go on, you know, she's coming to see you, but, you know, because there are things in yourself, like, as a man, that makes you different from the ordinary guy, that she gets to be with you, and she can't have that all to herself, you know.
Right.
It's only something she can experience when you have the time that you want to spend with her.
Right.
And let's just say, for example, like, you find, like, you as a man, like, you find that, like, you qualify her, you know. You say,
I don't use that's PUA, that's that red pill shit. I don't qualify.
Okay. Neither do I.
Okay,
let's just say, you know, she decides, you give her the invite and she accepts the invite into, you know, your world.
No,
and
I'm not inviting her to my world. She's got to give me the invite to her world.
Okay.
I'm not trying to get her. Y'all invite her to your world because y'all are not special enough for her to want you in hers. That's why they're happy to go in your world, because you're not good enough to get in her world. Her world has the combination of everything I need to know. So why would I have her in my world?
Okay, wait. You would have her in your world because you're going to be able to show her things about herself that she can't.
No, I want to get in her world and work from within.
She
sees my world from within.
Okay.
I'm not inviting her. Y'all invite women in. Y'all like, she's fine. Come on inside. No, I want her to invite me in. Because when she invites me in, I start to get access to the shit that y'all don't get access to. You don't get access to anything when you invite her in. You just see a body. I get access to something deep. I get depth. I get to see shit. But I build and work from within.
Work within from her. So she invites you into her world.
Right. Because a lot of guys are not trying to get the invite. They're just trying to get her legs to open up.
Exactly.
I want much more. I want her to say that, you know what? That motherfucker right there is different. That motherfucker right there, I want to know more about him, so let me bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
But the invite also can be when I'm not around.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million ways I can get in. I can get on her fucking nerves and still get in. Hey, look. Let me explain something about women.
Mm-hmm.
When they cut you off, you're cut up. Listen, when they cut you off, you are no longer a thought. They're done. I mean, literally done. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But with me, when they cut me off, they're going to start justifying or thinking about cutting me off or why they cut me off. You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
So I'm trying to get the invite because I want to tap into her mind to show her that she is more than what these motherfucking guys make her out to be.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay,
So when they invite her, they're saying, "Oh my God, you're beautiful. You're sexy. What can I do to kiss your ass to get your ass? So let me bring you in so I can, hey, come on inside and look, you hear that noise? Let me pull your fucking throne and sit it in my mind so I can worship you."
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm going to pull your throne anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of how many ways I'm going to fuck you on your throne. How many ways you're going to be bending over on your throne? Where I'm going to eat your pussy on your throne? How am I going to have your legs on your throne? So my mind is totally different. I'm not bringing that. Right. So I want the invite because I want you to feel safe enough and trust me enough, not to manipulate, feel safe enough to allow me in. And once you allow me in, that means the shields come down because of the trust.
Mm-hmm.
And as you begin to know me on a deeper level, that trust is going to turn into more sexual trust because you're going to see that I don't operate like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
Okay. I understand. Okay. I think we got to the nexus of that question. No, that makes a lot of sense. So you want the invite so that she can invite, so that she allows you into her world so that you can show her things about herself through
that's why I'm telling you, I'm not trying to fuck. I swear to you. I know this sounds like, I swear, even though they want to fuck me. Right. Even though you want to fuck me, I ain't trying to, I don't, fucking is beneath me. The challenge is her letting me in when she is, this is a woman that, listen, they don't trust. They've got so many walls and so many fucking barriers around their true essence of who they are, that people only see the surface of who they are, the makeup and all that other stuff. They don't see what she wants them to see because they want them to see it, but because these motherfuckers are immature, very immature, that why give myself or show myself to this guy when he might laugh at me, or he doesn't know how to handle the side of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that once I know what that is,
mm-hmm.
she thinks it's he. Okay, remember I told you her edge. So whatever she's thinking, that's her edge, right?
Exactly.
I'm saying I'm going to push you over that fucking edge, and you'll go beyond that point. Whatever, mm-hmm. whatever your mind has stopped you at, I'm going to show you you are more than that. Ready? When you fuck with me. Can you mm-hmm. see that? When you fuck with me. Hey, you can get rid of me. You can say go. You can say I'm going to find somebody else. But you know what, big dog?
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to find a motherfucker like me. I'm telling you. And she won't. And hey, but you know the beautiful thing about it is? Why? Uh-huh. Here's the thing. This is why I want her to go. I want women do this thing that y'all don't understand. They price shop. You see what I'm saying? They're always price comparing. Think about price comparing, right? So what is price comparing consist of? It consists of maybe two cantaloupes. Grabbing uh-huh. two cantaloupes, holding them, weighing them out, squeezing them, whatever their fucking thing is, right?
Yep.
So when I send her on her way, or excuse me, when she sends me on my way, and she thinks she's getting rid of me, that's what I want. That's what I have positioned, and that's what I've set up. Because
okay.
I want her to see what they're not.
Uh-huh.
And when she recognizes what they're not, she's going to recognize what she misses in me. Oh,
exactly. The source that can get get that from.
Right. She can't get that from them. She
mm-hmm.
will start to think about it. Wait, when she's – okay, remember I say she cuts you off? She can't
exactly.
cut me off because even the thought of I'm not trying to think about him already puts me in.
Mm-hmm.
Even her trying to get me out of her mind is actually bringing me in closer because she's trying to figure out why the fuck I'm there. Because every other motherfucker but her, once I get rid of the motherfucker, I don't think about that motherfucker no more. When he comes, he comes. When he's gone, he's gone. He's gone, right?
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is the more she goes out there and sees average, the more I'm drawing her in. Because then I'm supplying the bullets. Because where's the war at? The war isn't talking to me. That's not the war. But I've created the war because then her mind and her body are at odds with each other. Her mind might say, you're a good girl. We shouldn't do this. You know it's wrong to have sex with him. And her body's like, God damn it, but come on, girl. We've been talking to all these other duds out there. These motherfuckers are boring as fuck. I mean, look at we thinking about him. He doesn't even have the body of that guy over there and that guy over there. But shit, man, what, can we just fuck him one time? Can we just suck that dick one time? No, it's wrong. And that, hey. There, look, I'm playing video games. I'm watching cartoons or some shit. You know what I mean? Excuse Fairy Crunch. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
But she is thinking about me. She is mm-hmm. trying to figure out where I am with her. I'm not trying to change things. I'm not trying to manipulate her. I
mm-hmm.
have just positioned myself, but I need the invite.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate it.
All right, well, thank
it.
You. Right, thank you. Yeah, all right, we appreciate it, okay? I appreciate it. So, yeah, all right, we'll throw you back in. I mean, we'll hang up the call, but I'm going to talk to the guys. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, what I listen, this is what I'm saying. This is what a lot of y'all guys are wrong. A lot of y'all guys think that we're trying to manipulate women. This is not about manipulating women. This is just showing, see, you've got to be able to be an experience for that woman. Which comes first, her providing her worth to me or her seeing the benefits of inviting me in? No, you believe or you... I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying here. It's neither of those things. Neither of those things come first. You don't even provide worth to yourself and you don't even see any benefits to yourself. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're not... You're okay. If I give you that answer, you're using it for the wrong purposes because you're trying to create something that you're not. I know my worth and I know my benefits. That's why I can be beneficial. You're looking at it the wrong way, and this is why you're losing. You're looking at what comes first to her. I'm asking you, what the fuck comes first to you? You have got to be the benefit. You have got to be the worst, or this is not going to work. You can't pretend or portray because these women are not stupid. So you're looking at it wrong. I don't want her to invite me in because of a benefit, because then I'm manipulating the game. I'm manipulating the game when I try to use a benefit. Thus, the guy that has a nice shiny car, the guy that has a nice watch, the nice clothes, da-da-da-da-da. What I'm saying is that the reason I am a benefit is because when we get done talking, I'm going to be on her mind. I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to push my way in. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just saying when she spends a little bit of time with me, because how I talk to her, you guys only text women. Do you know how impactful going from C to using your voice to allow her to press play and access you when you're not a fucking around? That's the shit I'm talking about. So you're getting it wrong. You're all about the how can I do that first? You got to get this thing done with yourself first. Peach, oh, you're still here, Peach. Let's see here. When a woman doesn't know exactly what she likes sexually, how are you supposed to figure that out? All right, Peach, the only way you're going to figure that out is with somebody who is a sexual individual, okay? And that sexual individual is going to just think about you sit. Imagine you sitting at a table and you got different slices of cake or a pastry in front of you. What that man is going to do is allow you to sample and taste every single cake or pastry to see what you like. From that one that you like, then there are going to be another level. Do you see what I'm saying? It's peeling back layers to you. That's his job. Your job isn't, see, you women think you know shit, but you haven't been around a motherfucker that knows shit. You see what I'm saying? You know your body well because you know how to touch yourself. You know your dildo. You know your fingers. You know what gets you off. So I'm here to observe that, how you get off. But I'm also here to scribe. Hey, take notes. So she likes to pinch her left nipple and she likes to do this, whatever, right? So the question then is, how can we up that feeling? Because that's your end. That's, remember, you're at your edge. I want to learn that edge and show you we can go past that edge. Okay, what one way, I'll just give an example. Think about you masturbating the way you like to masturbate. But what if I'm in your ear talking shit to you while you're doing the thing that you're doing? What if I'm breaking things down to you while you're doing what you're doing? What if I'm doing, what if I'm just on video watching you do that? Do you know how sexy that is to just be like a voyeur, just to watch you get off? But not just watch you get off. Let's up the ante. I can watch you get off, but motherfucker, you're going to take that little Bluetooth and put that shit in your ear. So while I'm watching you, I'm going to be talking to your motherfucking ass while you're doing that. So we just up the ante. But also, we can work the lighting. Shit, we can also work the music. Hell, we can even work the positions in which you do that. So but what I'm saying is that my first job, with no judgments, is to watch you in your element where you feel comfortable. I watch you in your element. It is at that point I then take a step back from what I observed and say to myself, not how we can make it better, because it's perfect for you. How can we make more? How can we make that shit more deeper, more depth to it? How can we take how you are and move that and then add extra parts to that, okay? See, you don't know what you like because all you get is hump, 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 turnover, pump, 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 nut. You don't get him touching you from your fucking toes all the way up your fucking body and listen to, hey, have his eye and listen to the moans telling the secrets. The moans and not even just your body, just the parts they don't touch. You remember I told you this, the back of your ear right here that no one's even touched before? Or underneath your leg? I mean, just there's so many parts of you that these guys don't touch that I want to let you experience that. But then we can up it from that point, from that experience to let's get the fuck out of the bedroom and let's see where this experience takes us. Maybe we go in the living room. And then from the living room, we go to the alley. We go to the countryside. We go out in the middle of the fucking field while it's raining. I'm showing you, I can always up it. But see, that's when you're dealing with a motherfucker like me. The average motherfucker be like, well, why would we go out in the rain? I don't want to get wet. I'm not trying to catch a cold. You see that shit? Not with me. I'm saying let's go out there. But you be like, but Steve, it's going to be wet. I know. Let's go. Let's go. I don't want to get wet. It's okay. See that? Listen, you hear what I'm saying? It's okay. I don't want my makeup. It's okay. I don't want my hair. No. It's okay. Come on. Let's go. I got you. See that? I got you. Meaning that I'm saying that I know right now you're worried that when the rain hits your motherfucking ass, your makeup's going to smear, your hair's going to be all over the fucking place, and you're not going to feel sexy that you're in. But what I'm saying is I'm going to show you how sexy you motherfucking are in that motherfucking rain. Because ain't nobody ever made you feel sexy like that. You see what I'm saying? No one's ever appreciated how sexy you look when you're wet and your motherfucking sundress sticks to your body and shapes your fucking body and hugs your body. That's sexuality. That's beauty in that. That's beauty in that. Where when the rain is hitting your fucking ass and you're because you're either shine off or you just feel, oh my God, I just don't like living. That's me taking my finger and lifting your fucking chin up and letting you know with a smile how fucking sexy you look in this moment. This moment that you don't feel good about or maybe insecure in, I'm going to give you security in that moment. Now, once I give you security in that moment and we have that moment, then you're more comfortable to, okay, remember what you were doing in that bedroom? Now we can go and up that ante a little bit more because now it's not us going in the rain. It's where are we going to let you do that move in the rain? Is it going to be on top of the car? Is it going to be in the field? Is it going to be at the park? Man, let me tell you something. It's nothing like putting her naked ass on a swing. And you push her this way, and as she swings back and her legs open, you catch her legs as she's swinging, and you just eat her pussy and shit like that. And you hold her in like this. You like, you know, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. So you hold her legs in. And God, I'm showing y'all something new. I should be telling y'all shit. Sometimes my mind. But what I'm saying is in the park on a swing where she's swinging back and forth and you have her naked ass swing up on you, you grab her face and you grab her and you eat her motherfucking pussy out. But as you lock in this hand must come up and this hand must rub the breasts, must rub the face, must rub the lips and all the other stuff. So many moves to make, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, but it starts with a trust of it's okay to be wet. It's okay for your makeup to smear. It's okay for your hair to get wet. It's okay to get muddy, nasty, and dirty because we about to move some motherfucking furniture out here. Fuck them cows. We about to move some shit. Move. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. But this is the beauty about the thing about what I'm saying. I don't even have to be near you to give you this experience because all I need you to do is close those motherfucking eyes and all I need to do is set the tone like I showed before. If I want to have you in the rain and I want to set the tone while you masturbate the way you know how, don't you think we're upping the ante if I play rain? If you hear the sounds of rain while I'm talking to you, having you close your eyes and think about a place that nobody can see what the fuck I'm about to do to your motherfucking ass. There ain't nobody can see it, but only you and I can see it. But also what's so cool about it is we get to either do it in the morning time, we can do it in the afternoon, we can do that shit in the evening, we can do that shit at night, or we can do that shit early in the motherfucking morning. There is so many options because every different move is a different experience in which she is going to feel something different based on the situation. So that's what I'm saying, Peach. But what I'm saying is this is what I'm trying to show these guys out here to learn to experience. So when they are able to experience this or learn this for themselves, then they change everything up because at this point, I'm not trying to fuck on the physical. I'm trying to show her the dangerous guy, the depth, the you better stay away from this motherfucker because I don't need to be next to you to fuck you. You just got to tell me where the fuck you are at. And I'm just going to ask you, do you want to play? And if you want to play, God forbid, call me at your job. Please fuck around and call me at your job. Please call me at your job and tell me you're having a stressful ass day. And I can't get to you. So if I can't get to you, I sure can get at you. Pull your panties down. Take your fucking phone, put that shit on vibrate. What I want you to do is take that phone, and I want you to take the edge of the phone. Well, not this phone because it's a flip, but I want you to take the edge of this phone, and I want you to slide it up where the edge of the phone rubs up right where your clit is. So it's in on your lips right up on your clit, and that's all I want you. And I just want you to sit on your desk and wait for me. Put that shit on vibrate. Come on, man. It's a different experience. It's totally different. And if you want more of that, let me know when you go to lunch. I'll tell you where to drive, find a nice quiet place, and let me give you a quick nut so I can calm you down because you're having a stressful last day or you know there's a presentation that you got to have. Let me go ahead and give you that nut real quick. Let me give you that nut. Where you want it at, how you want it, where you want to do it at. Once I give you that nut, you're going to be fine for the day. But again, guys, what I'm saying is I don't even need to be there. That's what I'm telling you guys. Excellence and experience, I don't need to be there. I just need you to follow instruction. That's what I'm saying. Well, Peach, what I'm saying is it's not dangerous. It's just tapping into a side of you that's saying, there's a difference when you want water. And then when you experience water, you at that point say, wow, this water is great. I mean, there's nothing like water. But then if I roll up, what if I say, well, hold on. There's tea, soda, there's smoothies, there's wine, there's liquor, there's different. There's more than this. Hey, look, you've been drinking water. Hey, try this. Try that. You want to drink this? Try that. Have a sip of that. Oh, you want a margarita? Oh, it's a margarita. This is different than water. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying that all your life you have been drinking water and you think all there is to you is water. I'm saying there's something more to you than water. But what I'm saying is the only way you can see that is you have to let me in. I can't force my way in. I'm not going to try to manipulate my way in. You have to say, all right, come inside. I want you inside. And by how you do that is by how we talk, how we communicate with each other. Same applies to your poetry. That paints the picture in the mind. Yes, the poetry paints the picture. That's why I keep telling you about the poetry and stuff, okay? All right. Let's see what this young man's saying. I'm a young guy, and I learned a lot from this guy. He pointed out all the bitch things that I said constantly. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you. But you see what I'm saying? I'm saying is this is the advantage I'm giving all y'all that listen to me. I give you an advantage that nobody is giving you because nobody even understands. Remember, I'm going past. See, the rain. Think about the rain. The rain goes past the makeup, right? The rain goes past the lack of self-worth and the insecurity. So what I am saying is that I'm going to accept you for who the fuck you are, but I am trying to get you to do the one thing that sometimes is hard to do, to accept yourself. Because if she accepts herself, she's going to be more relaxed. And if she's more relaxed, then, oh, man, I can, hey, y'all, guys, man, I mean, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? And gentlemen, and every time if she gets mad or she wants to go away, and she's with that other guy, and it starts to rain or they drive through the countryside, who has room already rented there? I'm already there. I'm already there, okay? Let me see here. He's saying, Steve, would you say the questions you listed yesterday help you define a man's core? It doesn't help your core. It's the beginning of you. But the only way you can reach that beginning is to answer those questions. But that's just the beginning. That's how deep the game is. It's deeper than those questions. It goes beyond that, okay? All right? Let me see. These women cannot fuck with you when you know what you're doing. Yeah, exactly. They listen. Submission is very easy because the way you are touching them and the way they are feeling because of the, remember guys, excellence, okay? Excellence. But let me show you the depth. Let me see how much time we got. See if I can run my fucking mouth. Let me see how much time we got. All right. I'll run it for probably 30 more minutes, but let me finish running my mouth just real quick and say something to you guys. I know that she is conditioned based off of her perceptions and all of her memories of sex, pleasure, and pain. She is everything she, from the point you meet her, okay, she is a combination of whatever the fuck happened in her life. None of my, whatever her past was has brought her to this moment right here, okay? All right, so whatever events, circumstances, her everything that she has created what she is right now, all right? So I am not going to attack that. I'm not trying to change it. That's her life. Hey, guys, matter of fact, this is, y'all ready for what the crazy thing is? See, you guys want to change that. I'm saying I accept that because you, this is who you are. And I'm saying there are women that have attitudes. All that shit. You talk about women got attitudes, women got all this shit. I accept what you are. But I will not accept you continuing to be what you are if you got an attitude and all that other stuff, okay? But what I am saying is that I know that your mind and your perception is not only of yourself, it is of how you view the world, how you view your friends, how you view your fucking family, your fucking cat kittles, and how you view men, but also how you view men on what you think is attraction to you. Because she's allowed to have her preference. She's allowed to like a guy that has muscles. She's allowed to like a guy that should be like 6 foot tall. She's allowed to think like whatever she wants. And this is the beauty in what the fuck I'm showing you. She is allowed to have that perception. But where I fucked that all up is I don't try to change that perception. That's a combination of all that back there. I keep trying to tell you. I'm not trying to change all that shit. Y'all think I'm trying to change that shit. No. I'm not trying to change that. I'm trying to show her that there may be a different way of seeing things when you choose to see them. She's allowed to think what she wants to think. She's allowed to want a certain kind of guy. Hey, gentlemen, even if she wants a guy with money, doesn't fucking what she wants. You're allowed to want a certain kind of woman, gentlemen, and they're allowed to want a certain kind of man. That doesn't mean that they're going to not fuck you and still have their idea of what the fuck they want. That's where y'all get it wrong. See, y'all think, okay, y'all see a girl's Instagram post and she sees a guy with muscle. Oh, my God, girl. She be like, ooh, heart eyes. Oh, he's sexy. Girl, I tear him up. All that shit. You surface dwellers see that shit. You like, well, golly, I'm short and I just don't have the body. She'll never like me. I mean, I'm just reading. Listen. Crayon time. She is not that post. That post is just a moment in time that connected to maybe something that she wanted. She's not her post, nor is she her clothes and all that other shit. I keep trying to tell you that. The mind has so much depth and range and distance that I am not intimidated. Listen to me. I am 5'7". You know how many women I've had that want the 6-foot guy? They want the muscles, they want the six pack and the chiseled body, and they still fucking me. You want to know why? Because you can have that. I'm not saying don't have what you want to have. I just know if you fuck with me, you might change your perspective in what you want to have, because you're going to have a shift. There is going to be a shift, gentlemen. There is going to be such a huge shift because, guys, how many times have you seen it? How many times have you guys seen it in movies? How many times you see how many times have you seen the chick out there? She starts off and she's not interested in the chubby guy. I mean, if y'all watch Cobra Kai, I'll give you an example, because I'm a big kid. So if y'all watch Cobra Kai on Netflix, remember the nerdy guy? There's a tall, lanky, nerdy guy. And then there was the popular chick. And he didn't even think he had a chance at that chick. You want to know how he got the chick? When he got out of his own fucking way and believed that, you know what? He didn't believe that I can get the chick, because I don't want you to believe that you can get the chick and you get the chick. No. He finally did the one thing that was going to get the chick, and that is believe in his motherfucking self. I didn't say believe that he can get the chick, because I don't want y'all to think that shit. He started believing in himself. And then when he started believing in himself, he started to get a little fucking attitude. And through that attitude, that's how we got that chick. If y'all know in Cobra Kai, I'm talking about every movie, you'll always see the fat, dumb, tub of lard kind of guy. And at the end, he's fucking that bad chick because he finally, for the first time, believes in himself. She's allowed to want the guy with the body. Just like you guys, you want a perfectly chiseled woman. That's okay to have that, but you are allowed to have other things while you're on your journey, okay? Yeah, even from It, yes, Prime, even from the movie It, they always show you the secret and everybody misses it. They always show you that you can get the girl and you don't have to be her vision of what she wants, because that vision of what she wants comes from a past. But if you can make the shift in the present. See, I'm not fighting. You can't fight that. Whatever she wants back there, that's what she wants. And you must accept that. You can't get mad at her if she sees like The Rock. If she sees The Rock, she's like, damn, look at The Rock, man. Ooh, Rock. You can have me, Rocky. Come on, Rock. Rock bottom my ass in bed, goddamn, Rock. You can't be all in your fucking feelings and shit. Because y'all the same motherfuckers that used to look at Jennifer Lopez and say, goddamn, J-Lo, with that ass, hey, bring that ass over here, girl. Yeah. It's the same exact thing. They're allowed to have what they want to have, but they can still have you even if they have an idea of what they think they want. But once they get with you and you make that shift, it begins to hurt. And then, hey, what happens if you set things up where she begins to question everything? That's the shift. Because maybe she might get the guy with the muscles. Remember, what's that movie on Netflix? Love, Sex, or Sex, Love, or something? She got the perfect guy. Hey, such a good gentleman, clean cut, good guy, wholesome, loving, respectful, big house, kid, picket fence, perfect life, and she still felt empty inside. Guys, what I'm telling you, when she gets what she wants, she's still going to feel empty. Yes, sex life. Thank you, guys. When she gets what she wants, she's going to feel empty because she looks to she thinks happiness. This is where they fuck up. Even you motherfuckers. She thinks happiness is something outside of her. That's why they're always chasing that fucking ghost called happiness. But what if you're that short little motherfucker that doesn't fit her description, that shows her that she can find what she's looking for in herself and she doesn't have to look outside herself. Changes everything. Changes everything. Let me see this here. When a woman wants a guy with muscles and money, is that like a guy wanting a woman at a... Well, yeah, exactly. Yes, that's what it is. Exactly. But I don't want to fight or try to change what she dreams and desires to be. I'm just getting on that goddamn bus of the dream and desire. Because what you guys don't understand, just like you guys that do porn, I'm going to show you, right? It's about to be a mind blown here. Just like one day some of you guys want to go to your porn and you want to see, I don't know, like stepmother porn. I'm just throwing some at you. Like you see, or you'll see babysitter porn, or you'll see, I don't know, you'll see whatever your kink is. I'm just throwing shit at you. So let's say you want ass, okay? Let's say you want big asses. You wanna look at big ass porn, right? Well, tomorrow you might want big titty porn. Wednesday you might want black chicks. Thursday, Latin chicks. Friday, white chicks. Saturday, an orgy of different chicks. I mean, what I'm saying to you guys is just because you want one thing doesn't mean she ain't going to want you. She's allowed to want that one thing because that's what she's allowed to do. But just because she wants that one thing doesn't mean that you can't also be a thing on her list. You can also be on that list. You don't have to actually be the guy that's in the gym. She already has that, okay? Hold on, let me see your peaches. Hold on. Me rethinking everything now. I don't know. Hey, peach. Peach. That's what peach. That's why I tell all you ladies, stay the fuck away from real men. Because they're going to get you to reach just like what you're doing now. And this is just a chat. You haven't actually been around a real motherfucker where he is going to really push you beyond. He's going to push you out of the kiddie pool. You're going to go to the deep part of the pool. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that, right. So, yeah, remember, just like a woman, she could want the guy with muscles today. And then she might want to get the guy that has the gut tomorrow. She might want to have that stranger. She might want to have a guy and a girl or two guys. I'm just saying every woman has their own kink. This is no judgment. But what I am saying is that whatever she wants is allow her to want what she wants and don't feel threatened by what it is she wants. Now, it's different if she wants to dress up. Then that's a whole new ball game because it's not about the body. It's about the role play. She might want a construction worker, a police officer, a firefighter. She might want to be the secretary. She might want whatever her thing is. She might want to be the woman in bed where the bank robber comes in at. So that expands things at that point, okay? I mean, think about this. Think about she might want to be the woman getting arrested. So what do you think? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to see you walking. This is the role play. This is what we're going to do. I want you to come out of that mall. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll up and I'm going to, I don't want to do it because the camera's there and they're going to think you're really stealing somebody. So I don't want to do the mall. So you just want to be in a parking lot. Just find a strip mall because most strip malls don't have that kind of camera systems that maybe a Target or Walmart has, but you want her to come out. You want to pull up. You want to arrest her. You want to put her up against the door. You want to frisk her. You want to cuff her. You want to put her in the back seat, and you want to drive her out in the middle of nowhere, and she's begging, you know, oh, my God, I've never got arrested. It's going to be a blemish on my job. Oh, my God, I don't want to get arrested. Oh, no, I'm sorry, ma'am. You're going to get arrested today, ma'am. I've got to do my job. Oh, no, officer. Is there anything I can do, officer, to change your mind? Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I've got to arrest. I mean, I'm saying, play that shit through. Don't just be the fucking cop. Set the scene. Yeah, shit, I'm Officer motherfucking Steve. Yeah, ma'am, I got to arrest you. I'm sorry, ma'am. Officer, can we just talk about it? Okay. Let's talk about it. Get out of the car. Wait, ma'am, do you understand? I'm just trying to do my job. You stole something. You're bad. And you've got to be punished for it. Officer, what can I do? Officer, what can I do? I don't know. What do you have in mind? Well, I'll show you if you let me. See, and then he's just saying, guys, you can turn this shit into an Oscar-winning performance that will blow her mind, because the more you play that role, the better the sex is. I'm talking about you get that fucking uniform, you get that goddamn hat, you get those glasses and shit, you have some donuts in the goddamn car. I'm saying just play the fucking role. Don't be just let me give y'all an example. So when I used to do a stripper, I used to do bachelorette parties for women, right? So my idea was this. I know most guys coming to bachelor party. Hi, I'm Officer Dan. It's pretty loud in here. Is there Sarah here? Sarah, I just want to let you know, you're under arrest. Click, funky tickly dong dong, tickle tickle, and they're like, oh, girl. Nah, motherfucker. You know me, I like to take things up to a thing. Okay, so this is what my thought was, okay, just with the bachelor party. I'm saying, fuck that walk-in shit. Let's give the women an experience to where they get the other women even excited before we come down. So what we want to do is we want to get strobe lights, bubble lights, the music going, and we want to break the bachelorette party down into sets. There will be three sets, set one, set two, set three. But to create the moment, again, remember, we're trying to create the moment. So the first thing I want to do is I need to find a big motherfucker. Because I'll be the DJ. I ain't got the body. I'm telling you, I ain't got the body. So I get a big motherfucker, which I did. I got a big motherfucker. I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I just need you to dance. All I need is you to fucking dance. Now, here's your benefits. You're going to be fucking a lot of women. Hell, you're even going to be fucking the bride. So you'll be fucking a lot of women. All you got to do is dance. We'll set it up. All you got to do today. All right, right? So first thing we do once we get there and we set up, we bring him upstairs. And he's kind of like got a cloak on where you can't see him. Bring him upstairs. I'll turn out the lights, and I'll tell him to take all his muffin clothes off, turn out the lights. And then I'm going to pick the bride, and I'm going to pick a few other women. And you even get a big girl in that motherfucker. You pick all them there. You get like five women. And you bring them up there. You say, come with me, ladies. You get them up to the steps. You tell them to hold out their hand. Baby oil, baby oil, baby oil, baby oil. Now, ladies, it's going to be dark in there. I want you to go in there and find him and go ahead and oil him down. So the five ladies go inside, lights out. He's butt-ass naked. And they're rubbing him from head to toe, sucking his dick. I mean, doing all this nasty shit. But then when they're done, what do you think they're going to go down and do? Oh, my God, girl. Because they ain't experienced this, right? So the first set, we're doing up-tempo music. Second set is slow jams where she's in the chair. We tie her up. We wash her feet. We give her the whole nine, the candles, the rose petals. And then the last set is the booty shaking part. So that's how we created that. That's what I created. So it's the same thing even with the police officer or whatever you're doing. If you're the construction worker, I'm telling you right now, do not go in that fucking house with a construction outfit on. Do not do that. Instead, what you do is is that you let her pick a time. You let her pick a time, but you make sure you pick the place. Because all throughout these fucking neighborhoods, there are buildings being constructed. Right? And what do you think happens when she drives by and she's, well, you know what her role is? You know what? You know, I'm the manager of this place, and y'all guys got to hurry up. Y'all are not working fast enough. Well, ma'am, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can, ma'am. And you roll out your little thing, and ma'am, I'm just trying to show you. Ma'am, I can show you. Let me show you. Come on inside. And you take her inside that fucking building that's being constructed, and